This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Thank you. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and joining me for one more week, wasn't sure if he was going to come back, it's Palacio Phil, I think we called you last week.
Yes, it was.
I thought you were like, no, this isn't for me, I'm going to...
Yeah, I got a little nervous with the fellatio talk, but...
There was no fellatio talk.
You know, I mean, there was... It was...
You said, I think I should just be called Fellatio Phil, that was the only talk.
So I brought it up?
You did. You did. You brought it up.
It was. I took the blue pill. You had me choose which pill to take before I started the show, so I don't really remember much.
You picked the wrong blue pill. There's the blue pill, and then there's the
I just, I don't remember much.
On the show today, we will be talking with Martin Andrew. He, of course, is a good friend of the show. He does Rod Stewart on the show Buzz of the Stars. He has a new show coming out next week, so he's going to be here to promote that. And he told me he's bringing a live emu.
An emu?
Yeah, and that's like a, that's like in the ostrich family.
Ostrich.
Hmm. So I'm not quite sure.
Is he going to show you his email?
I've seen it when Ava Devine was here. I don't want to see it again. That was an interesting show. So he's going to be here to talk about the show and some things that's going on. Also, we've got some more celebrity phone calls. You liked those. You thought those were funny. And we have some comments, viewer comments, viewer email to get to, some requests. And we've got the news. This is the last week that I will be doing the news because our news girls start next week.
Nice.
Originally, I had Rachel Palmer as the news girl, but now we've added Angela Parker, and they're going to be rotating out. So two news girls,
two
new co-hosts.
Changes.
Yeah, changes are good.
Changes are good.
I have new intros that Larry G. Jones has done for the show.
Nice.
And I'm excited. I can't wait to play them next week. And, you know, there's things happening. So, you know, it's going to be a great show.
Looking forward to it.
Now, do you want to start with a celebrity call or do you want to start with comments? You curious about what they
Alex, might have said? Alex, I'll take comments for 900,
I'm
going to
turn it like this so you won't be reading it in advance. all right, we'll start with Jay. Just heard episode 122, and yes, if Mike can't be here to do the show, then moving forward is the way to go. I don't think anyone will fault you for that. The show is great. This one is Jay. Excited to hear who the next co-host will be. As soon as we're done with the comments, I will announce to everybody who that co-host is.
Anticipation.
This one says, wow, you replaced Mike. I hope the new co-host will be just as good. A lot of people thinking that Mike's shoes can't be filled.
Yes.
And that was one one aspect of picking a new co-host is somebody had to be the next level to Mike.
Yes.
Nothing against Mike. He's got things he's got to do, and he can't be here, so the show has to move on. And, you know, I just had to have somebody that's going to go to the next level. And I think our co-host is going to do it. This one says, Jay, you talk about changes to the show in August. What more could there be besides a new co-host? Well, if you paid close attention, you'll know that I have news girls coming in. Talked about that the last show. And if you want to know what they look like, and you're you got a Facebook page, and you're want to check them out, you just go to Facebook and type up Rachel Palmer and Angela Parker, and those will be your news girls, my friend. They're not. There might be times when they're on the show at the same time, which would be kind of cool. So I'm excited about next week.
This looks exciting.
Who are you looking at, sir?
This is Rachel Palmer.
Rachel Palmer. Yes, she's a lot of fun. Our next comment, Jay, more cowbell. Gotta love that. Rockin' Comedy Show, where is the first place you had sex? Well, I don't know where the first place this building had sex. Do you remember the first place you had sex? And don't say a bed.
I mean,
was it like somewhere unique?
It was, no.
How old were you?
I was old.
Really?
No, I was about 19 years old.
And how old are you now? 21?
No. I like to think I am.
Yeah.
I'm 29 years old.
Okay,
but,
so that's not bad.
Yeah, no, mine happened in my bedroom for the first time.
Male, female?
I wasn't quite sure at the time, but afterwards I was able to assume that it was a female.
It was a female?
Yes.
It was in the dark. It had the right lumps in the right places.
Exactly.
Nice. I actually was 17, and it was under the football bleachers at the high school.
The high school?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, at like 8 o'clock at night. So, do you remember her name?
Yeah. Is it sad if I say that I ended up marrying her?
No. No.
Well, I did.
That's good.
And then we got divorced last year.
That didn't
so.
Say your name.
I'm going to keep that off the air.
Okay. mine was actually Juanita.
Juanita?
Yeah.
she Latina?
No. She spelled it actually very differently. She spelled it W-A-N-D-A.
That's interesting.
It is. Yeah, but she wasn't Mexican. Not even like a quarter. Like, no. Adamson was her last name.
Juanita Adamson. I like it. Have you had any relations with
Adamson? I tried to find her on Facebook, and
no,
she's not on there. But, it's interesting.
That is interesting.
Not the first girl I kissed, though. The first girl I kissed, her name actually is Jennifer Kissel, which is pretty funny, because I was friends with her brother.
Wow.
And so she was the first girl that I kissed. And so to this day, I still remind him that I've kissed his
sister. So you still speak to her brother.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's a friend of mine on Facebook, too.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. Anyway, so that answers your question. The next comment, Rockin' Comedy Show. How about you guys play Just the Tip or Kiss It Quick? It doesn't count.
I think we could do that.
Yeah, we might be. Jay, can I be your next co-host? I will make myself smooth. No hair like the insane rabbi.
Please, no hair.
Please, that is not a qualification of the show. I don't care if Rabbi's ass is hairy. I never asked to know that information. He just shared it. This next one is from Lindsay Lohan. It writes, "While I am in jail serving my quick sentence, I listen to the Rockin' Comedy Show and think to myself, how come you've never been arrested?" Well, Mike and I at one point did do some calls from jail. Maybe I'll pull those up as we do a farewell show to Mike today. I'm going to play some funny clips that he did on the show. Utah, Salt Lake City mainly, did this thing for DUIs and how uncomfortable it would be to call your parents or your wife or somebody from jail. And they had these pre-recorded messages, and you would practice on the messages. So Mike and I, we recorded them, and you know, he called it. He called his mom and his wife, and I called my dad and I think about our buddy Scanlon, and she's like, "Well, I'm not bailing you out." It's pretty funny. So I'll play those. Those are pretty funny. This one is from the Governator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He says, "Stop it. I want to ask you a couple of questions. Who is your daddy? Why do you pick on me so much? I am not making those calls. Now stop your whining, you son of a bitch." And moving along, in the same field as those calls, comment here, "Where do the celebrity calls come from?" I actually have a guy that emails me those every week. I don't know if he's doing them or if he finds them, but he does send them to me every single week. There are some websites out there like E-Bombs World and that sort of stuff where you can access them, but this particular person does email me the comments, so that's where those calls come from. 911 calls, what happened to those? I know a lot of you guys out there really like the 911 calls. We don't get a lot of them, and that's the problem. We had a lot of them, and then they just haven't been posting the really funny ones. And I do have one that I found. I might play it today. I might actually just try to save up and see if we can get a few more. Another comment, Jay, if I have to hear Chris Reject mention Junk and Mud one more time, I will fucking throw my computer against the wall. We get it. It was funny. But Jesus Christ, let it go. You've done great things before and after that. Almost a year ago, and every time he's on, he works it in. I understand. I feel your pain. That is one factor why Chris Reject is not a co-host. A permanent co-host. Yes, Junk and Mud was funny, and it is going to be played today. For those of you that have never heard it,
Junk
because as we say farewell to Mad Mike, you will hear probably one of the most famous how-tos that boy ever did, and it was all an accident. So, Chris Reject, if you're listening to the show, enjoy it, because I don't want to talk about Junk and Mud anymore after today's broadcast. Stop it! All right? Another deciding factor, too, the co-host, is I need somebody who is going to help me promote the show. And when I do events such as promoting stuff for Show Bus of the Stars, we did a promotional shoot the other night, And I sent out a text to a lot of people. And one particular guy, trying not to be wanting to be a co-host, said, yeah, I'll be there. 10:30 after we're almost done, I get the text message, sorry, I fell asleep. This is not what I need.
It happens.
I need somebody who's going to be at the show. It may happen, but I drove at 9 o'clock in the morning from Idaho Falls the way to Vegas, got here at 6:30, and hopped on the bus at 7 o'clock and stayed on the bus till 10:45. I don't care if you fell asleep. I did an entire 9-hour car trip and got on the bus. That's the kind of commitment that I'm looking for.
Sheer commitment.
At this point.
Yes.
I understand you can't be there at all the times, but if it's a function that the Rock and Comedy Show is putting together, show up for it.
Probably makes sense to be there.
Right. Jay, this is a little, he's got a little sad face here. Jay, sad about Mike, but I guess if he hasn't been around, you had no other choice. Again, business decision. Hopefully Mike will fix things and him and I can continue to be friends. But right now, I don't think that's happening. Jay, Phil was fun on the show. You claim you did the show in your boxers. This is from Tina and, Karen and Tim. Phil was fun on the show. You claim you did the show in your boxers. But where's the picture? Did you really do the show in your boxers or are you lying? First off, I'm not lying.
Nope.
I didn't like the picture, so I didn't take the picture.
He was nervous.
All right, he was nervous. Give it time. And I don't understand with my listeners wanting us to be in our underwear. You can't see the show. All right, there's no cameras on unless there's a really special guest here. And then even then, I'm not going to be doing the show in my boxers. Did we do the show in the boxers? Yes. Did the air conditioner really go out?
Yes.
Did I lose 45 pounds? Yes.
And you do look good, I might add.
Yeah. So, yes, we really did do the show in our boxers. Well, not the whole show, but when we said that we were doing it. Best guest so far this year. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I've interviewed quite a few people this year. Sarah Patterson, who was on just recently. Great guest. I think another phenomenal guest was Arian Black. I've never interviewed a magician before, and she was fantastic. And a lot of you have commented about how good the show was. So I would say those two would probably be the best so far. Jay, I live in Henderson. I have an extra ticket to see Weird Al on the 20th. Want to go? Well, I'm going. But not with you. Yes, I too have tickets to see Weird Al. But thank you for the invite.
I'll go with you.
You'll go with this gentleman here?
I will go with the guest.
Contact him through the show. Jay, you need to do some MySpace karaoke soon. That is funny. You will hear two clips on the show of MySpace karaoke. One of them with Mike and Bonnie Mazel singing I Got You, Babe. Mike, of course, playing the role of Cher. You'll be hearing that today. And I believe the MySpace karaoke of Mad Mike and I singing the theme to The Muppet Show is also queued up, so you'll have that for you. Jay, please tell me the new co-host is not Rabbi. It is not.
We don't want to let everyone down.
Jay, Phil seemed nervous. Maybe his first show he was not ready to be in his boxers. However, the show was funny, and he did a great job. I was wondering if I could hear Pop the Top by Don Bowman. I will play that for you as soon as...
Thank you for that.
As soon as the comments are done. Here's a crazy eight idea. The top songs you remember standing out the most from your years of hearing the Dr. Demento Show. I got this comment earlier today, and I actually do think that is a fantastic idea for the Crazy 8 Countdown, so we'll be doing that today, counting down top 8 songs that used to stand out the most when I listened to Dr. Demento Show. If you're a fan of the show, then you guys already know what the number one song is, because it is the song that led to my name, Crazy J.
Ooh.
So there you go. Did I just ruin the number one song? Now they're like, we don't need to listen, but... You'll want to hear all the songs. That's good. I looked up Rachel Palmer on your Facebook. Your new news girl is cute. Way to go.
Score.
Jay, say it ain't so. You said you would not get rid of Mike. It would be his chance. All right, that's enough about that. Jay, Phil, was a change of pace. Chris Reject needs to cover his junk in mud and shut the fuck up about it already. And Rabbi seems cool when he wants to be in the show. J and question mark, meaning they're not knowing who's going to be here. Do you enjoy lightly tickling your taint?
Who doesn't?
You're right. Especially when it's been wrapped in underwear all day and it's just there and
just
it's
waiting to be tickled.
Yeah, it wants to be tickled. It gets that little itch just so you will tickle it.
Tickly.
So yes, I do enjoy tickling my taint. Fucking weird people. Jay, do you have any nude photos of Mike or Rabbi's supposedly hairy butt? No. If you want to see Mike almost naked, go to his MySpace page and look up Don't Tase Me Bro, that's him, and you'll see pictures of him from his weightlifting competition where he's in a thong.
His skimpies?
That's as close as you're going to get a seeing Mad Mike naked, all right? And why would you want to subject yourself to seeing Rabbi's supposedly hairy butt? I've seen it. He's mooned me. I told you it looks like a Wookiee in a net. All right? It's not a pretty sight. Speaking of Rabbi's butt, I am a dingleberry from inside Rabbi's butt. It's not pretty in here. Proof from the dingleberry. You do not want a picture. You do not want a picture of that. Jay, what happened to the intro of the show with the sound bites? It was so funny. I got away from him when I was losing my voice after I partied after my birthday, and things were just kind of coming and going with the show, and things were kind of up in the air with Mike not being around. I do promise you, next week when the new co-host is in place and the show is back and strong and better than ever, that the intro that you guys all love so much will be back.
Nice.
Will be back. Jay, why not a dating show where your co-host tries to find you a date? I know where this is coming from. We had a listener come on the show to do a love connection sort of deal, and people want to know what happened because she never went on a date. Well, 2 days after she left the studio, she met a guy at a bar, and she fell madly in love, so we didn't do the rest of the show. You guys don't need to find me a girl or a guy. Just leave it. There's not going to be any dating shows for Crazy Jay.
Aww.
Rabbi, I had the hair removal done on my ass and bird's nest. Wait, this comment is so great. I already forwarded this one to him because he needed to see it. Rabbi, I had the hair removal done on my ass and bird's nest crotch, and it was the best money I ever spent. Plus, it makes the rim job I'm about to give you that much better.
Rabbi, if you're looking for a rim job,
call this guy. Crazy J, funniest song you ever heard? I mean, come on. Dude, I've been doing this show for 20 years. I have stumbled across some of the most ridiculous songs that have just made me laugh. There was one song growing up when I was listening to Dr. Demento, and I remember sitting in my room just cracking up so loud that my mom had to come in and see what the hell was going on. And it was a parody of Wind Beneath My Wings, but it was The Wind Beneath My Sheets. And I have never been able to find a copy of this song. I am still in search of this song because it is so ridiculously funny. But there are songs like that that make me laugh. The first song, one of the first songs I ever heard that caused me to become Crazy J, which is our number one song tonight on
Crazy.
The Countdown, was one of those songs that used to just make me laugh.
I found it.
Found what?
The Wind Beneath My Sheets.
Yeah, who's it by?
Rusty Bottoms.
Pinkerton Bowden. That's, I believe, who does the song originally.
Yes, Pinkerton Bowden.
There
I did
you
find
go.
That.
I do actually have a song. It's in my archive. It's just finding it in the archives. That thing is monstrous at this point.
I'm just curious about this now, that's all.
What, The Wind Beneath My Sheets?
Yes.
It's very funny. Where did you look it up on?
I Googled it.
You Googled it?
Yes.
You should see if it's on YouTube.
There's an MP3 download for free.
Oh, check it out. And our last comment is, Jay, are herpes supposed to burn? No.
No. You might want to get that checked.
Yeah. Check that out. They're not supposed to leak. They're not supposed to leak. They're not supposed to do anything. But that's our comments this week on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Quite a few of them. 32. I haven't had that many in a long time. That's because I took a few days off and went to another state. And they just collected while I was gone. But thank you for the comments. Again, yes, Matt Mike is... He's no longer a co-host on the show. Hopefully, we can get him to fill in as a guest co-host from time to time when things get better with him. Our new co-host, ladies and gentlemen, I have him on the phone too, so we can actually talk to him at the same time. A lot of decisions went into who I was going to pick to be the co-host. I had some people that didn't ask. They just assumed that they were going to get it. This particular gentleman asked a long time ago that if Mad Mike ever leaves the show for whatever reason, he would love to be my co-host, and that stuck with me. And I hope that he can bring a freshness to the show, a lot of new ideas, and my co-host, starting next week, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Spazbox himself, Paul Spiraza.
Yes, Paul.
Paul is badass, and I was giving subtle hints out on Facebook and stuff like that by posting clips of him doing his act. He's going to be a great addition. Yes, he travels a lot, but he will at least be telling me in advance when he's not going to be here. So I hope that he can bring a lot of stuff to the show along with Rachel and Angela. I think it's going to be fantastic. But while he's on the phone... Let's talk to the man. Here he is. It's Paul Spiraza.
Woo-hoo! Excellent.
How are you, my friend?
Man, I am doing good. I'm looking forward to coming out and hanging out, and honestly, just having a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to take the show to a new level, so it ought to be interesting to see what you can do.
Well, honestly, I just want to get out there and just offer a different perspective, man. It just... And that's what it's about. Your show is about having a good time, and being that I am living here in Vegas, it's always good to get out there and see what's going on, and honestly, offer a little bit of commentary on what's going on.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna we got a lot going on. We got some news girls now that do the news, so that's new
that's
to the
good,
show.
Because hot news girls are always a bonus.
Now wait, I didn't say they were hot. You're jumping the gun.
Okay, no, all girls are hot.
No, I'm just kidding. They are pretty cute.
Excellent. That's awesome. We just want to get out there and just offer some new perspective and get out there and just touch a whole bunch of listeners, jam out, and see what else can happen, buddy.
Yeah, we got a great singer coming on next week for you, so you ought to enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This is a very exciting thing for me. I've been traveling all over the place as far as my performing has been going, but to come back and honestly find an outlet in Vegas where I can, once again, spread my wings a little bit, and honestly, your show is a really wonderful place to be creative.
Yeah. Well, definitely looking forward to it. We just wanted to congratulate you on the new job.
Well, you know, I am happy to be there, buddy. I'm happy to be there. And it's not a job if you're having fun.
Right. But, again, we just wanted to congratulate you, and we'll bring you aboard next week.
Well, look forward to being there, man.
All right, man. Talk to you then.
Well, I'll talk to you in a second.
Bye. Thank you. Your new co-host of the Rockin' Comedy Show, the Spaz Box himself, Paul Spiraza, doing his version of John Mayer's Dreamin' with a Broken Heart. He'll be officially taking on the co-host seat next week on the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't miss it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more wacky, wacky goodness.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never
let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
So keep it real, keep it real.
Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Attention parents of young children.
The following is a partial list of things that are probably happening in your backseat
that you are completely unaware of.
A food item is probably being stuffed into a crack.
A strange sticky substance is being spread everywhere.
Deep, sustained, nasal exploration.
Someone is probably making faces.
Hitting. Hitting back.
The cleaning of muddy shoes.
Farting!
Something is probably spilling.
Gum is lodging in hair.
And your kids are probably riding car seats that are being used incorrectly. In fact, 3 out of 4 kids are not as safe as they should be. but the latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to get it right.
Just attach the top tether and the lower anchors,
the ones down near the old sandwich and the melted down crayons.
Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety.
A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Larry G. Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressionist. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
And that's why that song is funny, I think, because of the guys laughing in the background. But there it is. One of the funny songs I ever heard.
I agree.
That is it. And Paul Spraza, thank you for calling in. That is your new co-host, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Things going on with the show. Cadillac Ranch is contacting us again and wanting to put something together. He said, how do I feel about that? I said, how do I feel about being canceled at the last minute?
Dun, dun, dun.
So we're planning on doing something big at Cadillac Ranch. And we are doing a contest.
Ooh.
Hopefully to start it next month.
What is it?
It is a karaoke contest. We are looking for the worst female singer.
Nice.
The worst. There will be a cash prize.
Money?
Yes. When I take cash, that would mean money. There's a cash prize.
You just don't want to pay them with fake $100 bills.
Or Monopoly money. I went to a strip club once and tried to pay a stripper with Monopoly money. She's like, that's not real money. I go, those aren't real tits. So, you know, it worked out.
Did you still get to see them?
No. No, I did not. I had a friend get thrown out of the Glitter Gulch once down on Fremont Street.
Why?
Because he was at his brother's bachelor party and he had no money to pay for the lap dances or anything like that. And they used to give out bowls of, like, Fritos and pretzels and stuff like that. And he was taking Fritos and putting them in the G-string. And the one stripper was like, what are you doing? And he goes, it looks hungry. He was removed immediately.
Taken out of there.
By the bouncers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've seen Glitter Gulch downtown,
you'd understand.
The strippers have been dancing there since they opened it.
Like at 49?
Yeah, I believe. Like whenever it was. There's some that have been there since then. They're, you know, like when you cut a tree down and you count the rings to see how old the tree was? You measure how long the tits are, and it'll tell
off
you.
Of the ground.
Yeah, it'll tell you how long these ladies at Glitter Gulch have been dancing. They trip over their tits. It's amazing. They wrap their tits around the pole. And that's how they.
I have both.
Yeah, that's how they hold on. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Amazing.
So anyway, you are listening to the Rock and Comedy Show, and craziness. Craziness.
Crazy.
Craziness, my friends. It is. We had some great, those were great comments we read earlier.
Yes.
I enjoyed those. And coming up, Martin Andrew, he's going to be here to talk to us about his new show and whatever else is going on. The guy's great. He's so funny. But he's bringing a live emu. And I,
yes.
Like, there's no room for an ostrich in here.
I'm actually searching things we could feed this emu when it comes just to to keep it satisfied.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about it. I'm like, what could it be? What could it be? A lot, like, is it? He's like, I'm bringing you a live emu. Why?
What?
Just bring people that usually come
we're
into
girls.
The show. They bring me alcohol. I would prefer that over live emu. I would. I really, really would.
And if you have your own emu, please send us pictures.
Now, I did have a request in our comments. Somebody wanted to hear Pop the Top by Don Bowman. It's a classic song.
Classic.
About a DJ on a radio show and just getting some calls. Here it is. It's Pop the Top by Don Bowman.
This Ralph Emery? Yeah, Ralph Emery, the disc jockey who plays country western cowboy records on electric radio. Yeah, well, this is Don Bowman. Bowman. Yes, sir. I got a new record out, and I sent you 500 copies, and I ain't heard it played yet. And I just... Hello? Hello? Well, you're rotten.
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello, Mr. Emery. This Don Bowman again. Yeah. Listen, I got this new record out, like I was telling you, on Lard Bucket Records, and it's called... I bet Lard Bucket. You think that's funny, huh? Well, the Ralph Emery Show isn't hot sounding either. Yeah, super mouth. I've heard your radio show. All I was calling about is seeing if you'd play my record on your show. Well, what do you want, flowers? Hello?
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello. Hey, Emery. This Don Bowman. Look, sweetheart, you hang up that phone again, I'm gonna mash your ass. You bet your sweet pooper. I called up nice and polite to ask you to play my record on your radio show, and you get cute. Nobody likes a smart Emery. All I want is you to play the record. And with Martha White and her flower, and the truck stops too. Yeah. What about the 500 copies? You sell them, you sell. Yeah. Hello? Hello? Well, you rotten son.
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello? Hey, dummy. You hang up that phone again, and I'm gonna stomp the. I sent you 500 copies of the record, and it ain't been played yet. Now play the radio. I come up there. And
there it was.
There was.
I love that recording.
Great.
I play so many songs, I forget some of the classics that just really stand out, and that's
you,
one of
you
them.
You were just reminded.
Should I give you a sneak peek of one of the intros that Larry G. Jones has actually recorded for the show?
That would be very nice.
Just I'm a real quick sneak peek.
Just a snippet?
Yeah, I'm not going to play the whole thing. How was that? Was that good?
Was that him playing the timpani there?
Was that good?
Did that
build an excitement?
It did.
In a world where people need to laugh. In a time where he was ahead of his time.
So Larry G. Jones has been very hard at work on those intros, ladies and gentlemen.
Larry.
The guy is fantastic.
Fantabulous.
He did one for the countdown too. Yeah.
Who's the crazy man with a crazy 8 countdown plan?
So, he's been hard at work, ladies and gentlemen, and I can't wait till next week when we just start rolling all this stuff out, the news, and
it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Larry G. Jones, I want to be a part of the show as much as possible. All right, well, make me some intros.
Yes, Larry.
No, Larry's a great guy, and glad he's a part of the team.
There is no I in team.
No, but there's an M and an E.
There is.
Here's a request. Hey, Jay, years ago I used to listen to the Dr. Demento show, and he played this wild recording about the Wizard of Oz. I don't remember the name of it or who did it, but you seem to have a big archive and might have it or know what I'm talking about. I know both. It's called The Existential Blues, and it's by Tom T. Bone Stein.
Hey, man.
What here it is for you now.
What are you really into, huh?
The elusive butterfly has a tiptoed past my door. My buddy likes the Yankees. She says, hey, T-Bone, what's the score? And I say, well, Reggie got 1-1-3 and 25 is 6-2-4. Is it left wing really pinko? Colonel Sanders, what a bore. You have so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is it inside paranoia or just existential blues? The amenities of life have been chasing my soul, and my mind is transcendental, and I'm losing all control, and I'm sinking in the quagmire of illusions and Thoreau. I cry out, my name is T-Bone, as a hound dog digs a hole. You ask so many questions, what answer should I choose? Is it Plato's heebie-jeebies or just existential blues? Existential blues, my blue sweat, existential blues. I was on a quest
walking down the road, I was walking down the road, I was looking for the truth of life, and I came across all these little people all around me. They looked at me and said, "Hey, mister, are you tall?" I said, "Yes, I'm tall, but who are you?" "We're little wonders." And they looked at me with their big red bloodshot eyes and said, "We are the lollipop team, we are the lollipop team." I said, "Hey, we're little wonders, I'm on a quest, walking down the road, I said, "Hey, kids, I'm looking for the truth of life, where do I go, who do I see?" "Slow down, mister. In order to find the truth of life, one must see the wizard." I said, "The wizard? Well, where's this wizard old wise one live?" I said, "You see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill?" I said, "Yes, I see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. There's a big dark forest between me and the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill." A little old lady on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going, "Ow! I don't even have a little dog Toto." Such predicaments, I must forge ahead. Walking down the road, I must find the truth of life. I said, "But you know, kids, I can handle a big green glow in a dark house of the hill. I can handle a dark forest. I can handle a little old lady, but it's a very strange road you're sending me down. I've seen yellow stripes in the middle of a road before, but kids, never quite that wide. All right, tighten your shorts, pilgrim, and sing like the Duke." Tired of walking down this old blinding yellow road, so I pulled my little tired body off a little rest area, and lo and behold, this little field of little red flowers out there, and it smells so good. I was getting pretty tired, and it smells so good, and I figured, well, I'll just stretch out in this little field of poppy, 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 poppy. Hey, what a strange dream, man, you know. Little flowers that smell awfully good, and I was very tired, and the old witch is just gonna have to wait, man, because I'm just gonna stretch out again in this little field of poppy, poppy, poppy.
Oh, God.
Along came this old man in a green Eldorado II, screeched to a halt. A little short man with a big red nose, toting a bottle of Yukon Jack, strolled up to me and said, "Hey, son." I said, "Old man, don't bother me, Bobby. Bobby." He said, "T-Bone." I said, "Wait a minute. This man knows my name. He must be the wizard. You must be the wizard. The Wizard of Oz. Why have you come to haunt me? The Wizard of Oz." I said, "The Wizard of Wise, when I have been on a quest. Walk down the road, do not." I got tired, Bobby. Little man, I've been through hell. He said, "Hey, son, slow down, relax." I said, "But Wizard of Wise, and I've come so far to find the truth of life." He said, "Hey, son, slow down, relax. Because to tell you the truth, son." I said, "Wizard, that's what I've come to find is the truth." He said, no, son, you got me all wrong. "To tell you the truth, son, how can I tell you this? I've been in this field of poppies a long time myself, and I've come to find, son, that the only truth in life is right here in this bottle." I said, "Wizard." He said, "No, truly, son. In fact, I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy." Some girl with psychic power, she said, "T-Bone, what's your sign?" I blink and answer neon, I thought I'd blow her mind. She's reading Moby Dick by some fruitcake named Herman. She's chomping on a knockwurst. Wow, the bunch is really joining. You ask so many questions, what answer should I choose? Is this Billy Butte, Montana, or just accidental blues? Billy Butte, Montana. Is this Plato's EBGBs? Is this schizoid paranoia?
Existential Blues. Haven't heard that one in a while. Good request on that. Hey, Jay, what is the only novelty song that you hate? I mean, just do not find it funny, and that you never play on the show, and why do you not like it? Shelly S. There is only one really novelty song that I cannot stand. And to this day, I think I've only played it twice on the show, in the history of the show. It has only been played twice.
Twice?
There is one actual Weird Al song that I never cared for years ago. And I told him that. I said, that's not really one of my favorites.
How did Al feel about this?
He was like, that's cool. You know, at least you're honest. But I've since then have learned to appreciate the song, and I like it now. And that song used to be, I can't even remember it right now. Because it's Dare to Be Stupid. Brain fart there. Dare to Be Stupid. And the one song that absolutely drives me crazy, and I hate this song.
Crazy.
And I will play it just because I think you want me to.
I would like that. As well. What is it?
I know the name of the song. This is how well I don't know it. I don't know the... it's the Vestibules, I believe, is the name of the group. The name of the song is Bulbous Bouffant.
Ooh.
It is the most ridiculous song. It's an annoying song. I don't know what it is about it that really irritates me the most. But from the first day I ever heard Dr. Demento play that song, I go, that is
awful.
Ridiculous. Talk now so I can pull up the song.
All right. Awful. All right, here it comes.
Let's see if I'm even right with the name of it, because I very rarely ever play it. Yes, the Vestibules.
What is it called?
Bulbous.
Bulbous.
Bouffant.
What exactly is a bulbous?
You know, bulbous is like, you know, like... Like, if your nose is swollen, you're like, oh, his nose was kind of bulbous. It's kind of big.
No, I've never. No.
Well, that's... I'm fucking telling you, that's what it is. And a bouffant is like a Marge Simpson kind of hairdo. But,
yes.
But not that high.
Poor Marge.
Anyway, I am looking for track number two. In
1-2, track 2.
Here it is. This is what I think is the most annoying song ever.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
Hmm. I notice you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out there. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the paper today?
No, I haven't had a
chance.
Did
you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Oh, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No! The Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mucklucks.
Uh-huh.
Mucklucks.
That's right, mucklucks.
Mucklucks.
Yeah, mucklucks.
Say it again.
Mucklucks.
Say it louder.
Mucklucks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I just didn't want to say it, but I like it.
Say, galoshes.
Galoshes.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, 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 blubber.
Mucklucks.
Blubber, beluga.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
Yeah, they should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay, yeah, we were just,
Sir.
Yes?
Psst.
Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mucklock.
Bulbous bouffant.
Mucklock, mucklock.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia. Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Spatula.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Plethora.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo,
bus.
There it is.
Ah, here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I got to stop. I just can't take enough, it. That's the vestibules with Bulbous Bouffant, which I personally think is the worst song ever.
I would. Yeah.
I hate that song. I do not like it.
Please don't go out and hit
it. It's really annoying, actually. So let's continue with another request. Jay, do you remember the first song you ever heard Dr. Demento play? Yes, I do. And it's actually on our countdown tonight at song number 2. Anyway, Jay, do you remember the first song you ever heard Dr. Demento play? I remember when I stumbled upon his show, that song that was playing was a song about a girl. Her name was Annie, and she was kind of unusual. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes, it's a song written by Joe Perkins, and it's a girl named Little Ethan Annie.
Ooh.
Little Ethan Annie, she is mine all mine. Little Ethan Annie has a terrible time. It don't make no difference what she tries to say. When little Ethan Annie talks, it always come out this way. Well, I got a girl named Annie, and she's mine all mine. But when she gets excited, she has an awful time. Cause when I call her on the phone and ask her for a date, before I get an answer, I always have to wait. Cause she goes,
pick me up today.
Well, I took Andy riding, and we went to the park. We ended up in a lover's lane, sitting in the dark. I asked Andy for a kiss as I looked in her eyes.
Sure was nice.
I took her to a restaurant, but I took her a treat. Then the waiter came and asked, what would you like to eat? I had to order for both of us, but then I thought I'd die. When the waiter asked her what dessert she'd like to try, so she said,
you need pie?
They used to laugh at Annie. She eats that way. It took at least an hour to hear what she had to say. But things aren't like they used to be. Nobody's laughing now. Cause everybody's eating, and Anna shows us how we all go.
Anyway, that's Joe Perkins here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Little Ethan Annie, a little classic from the archives.
Nice.
So, hey, if you guys want to make a request, all you have to do is send your email to jay@rockincomedyshow.com. That's jay@rockincomedyshow.com. Visit our website 24/7 if you would like. Rockincomedyshow.com. Get archives of some of the shows. We've got a Rockin' Video page up there now. And that sort of stuff. So you want to check that out?
Check it out.
Coming up next week on the show, not only do you get News Girls, not only do you get a new co-host known as Paul Spiraza, you're going to get a guest. He's a singer. He lives in Henderson, Nevada. His name is Jeremiah Suter. And he's an amazing singer. He contacted the show and wanted to come on. And I said, well, you got some music? And he sent me a song. And this is him. It's a song called It's Just My Way. I think you'll like it. It's Jeremiah Suter. And he'll be on the show next week.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.
I can help the next customer over here.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Let's see. How to keep your child safe. Child-proofing your home. Child-proofing your yard. Child-proofing your in-laws' home and yard. Well, I'm guessing you have a little one at home.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you must take good care of her.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let's see. Parent's Guide to Safe Toys. That's a really good one. Parent's Guide to Safe Foods. Parent's Guide to Safe Safety Products. Parent's Guide to Parenting Guides. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and other safety tips.
Of all the things you can read about keeping your child safe, the most important is attached to the back of their car seat. Read the instruction manual and learn to use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly.
Parent's Guide to Telling Other Parents How to Raise Their Kids.
To learn more, go to safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Do you know what that is? That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college student downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body and what they do with it. Your neighbor printing out your latest pictures for his collection. A man spending some alone time with your picture while no one else is around. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Red Peters, and whenever they let me listen to the radio, I listen to the Crazy J Show.
How's your home? Family, how's your home? Family, how's your home? Family, how is your whole family? How's your home?
How's your home?
Stiff cock, tail with me, suck on a
Schiavari.
Cunnilingus, you can do it every day. Cunnilingus, you can do it.
Schiavari.
Cunnilingus, you can do it every day. Cunnilingus, you can do it.
Schiavari.
Cunnilingus, you can do it every day. Cunnilingus, you can do it.
All night.
Cunnilingus, you can do it every day. Cunnilingus, you can do it.
Woke up this morning.
Woke up this morning.
You were laying there by my side. How about some cunnilingus?
How about some cunnilingus?
How about some cunnilingus?
How about some cunnilingus?
Woke up this morning.
Woke up this morning.
You were laying there in the bunk. How about some cunnilingus?
How about some cunnilingus?
How about some cunnilingus?
How about some cunnilingus?
You say yes, my friend.
Yes, my friend.
Thanks. And then
thanks.
It's time for cunnilingus.
How about some cunnilingus?
How about some cunnilingus?
How about some cunnilingus?
I say breakfast is served.
Breakfast is served.
Help yourself.
Help yourself.
It's time for cunnilingus.
How about some cunnilingus?
How about some cunnilingus?
How about some cunnilingus?
Woke up this morning.
Woke up this morning.
To a funny feeling. Hello. Uh-oh. It's Felicio.
Felicio is the way to go.
Felicio.
Felicio, way to go.
Woke up this morning.
Woke up this morning.
You were already down below. Uh-oh. It's Felicio.
Felicio is the way to go.
Felicio.
Felicio is the way to go.
Cunnilingus.
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 Felicio is the way to go.
Cunnilingus, you can do it every day.
Cunnilingus,
you can do it every day.
Cunnilingus,
you can do it every day.
Cunnilingus,
you can do it.
It's Crazy J.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid. Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Felicio Phil is with me. His last time for a while.
Aw.
Yeah. Got a new co-host coming in next week. Paul Sprazza, ladies and gentlemen. And you heard it when he was on the phone. He's not even quite sure what's going to go on. So it'll be interesting to have that experience. And to Matt Mike, we wish you the best of luck in your future adventures.
Yes.
And you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We have not done a celebrity call yet today, my friend.
Uh-oh.
I think it is time for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here it comes. Get ready for it.
Yes, can I help you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. What's going on?
Hi, not much. You call for company?
Yes.
Okay, well, you can leave your name, number. I can have a beautiful young lady, sweetheart.
He's calling
I'll call you right back.
Service. Yes!
Okay. What's your name?
Do you want to fuck me?
Excuse me, sir?
Do you want to fuck me?
I don't think so.
Why not? Let's do it.
Do it.
Hello? Hey, I'm a police officer. This is an arrest. Beyond arrest. I'm a cop, you idiot!
Okay, let me go turn this into the police officer.
Hey,
okay?
I'm a police officer. I'm Detective John Kimball.
It's the right number right here.
This is an arrest.
That's the number.
Beyond arrest.
Okay, so just double choice it. Okay.
I'm a cop, you idiot! I've been working undercover for a long time. Hey, I'm a police officer.
he struck out on that. Let's do another Arnold call. I love the Arnold ones. They're the best to me.
Hello?
Good morning. How are you?
I think you got the wrong number.
And you expect me to believe you? I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately.
Who is it?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
John?
Yeah.
I'm a police officer.
No. Negative.
I think you do.
No. Yeah, I'm a police officer.
Police officer?
Yeah.
Oh, we played this one last week. This is where the kid kept going, dude!
Thomas Aquinas.
I don't know what the hell
Let me
that
stop
is.
This one.
You expect me to believe you? You know.
Here he is, this one.
Who is it this time? Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Jason Marsh. I'm calling you on behalf of Easy One Rate.
Nice to meet you.
Sorry?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you. The reason behind my call is to inform you that your number has been qualified to receive $100 gasoline gas card, okay?
That's amazing.
Sorry?
That's amazing. Go on.
Once you receive this $100 gas card, you can use this gas card at any gas station of your choice, and you can buy any brand of gas you choose. But let me tell you the reason why are you receiving this $100 gas card, because you hold very good record with Visa and MasterCard company, that you are the genuine customer and regular customer for Visa and Master. That's the only one reason you are receiving this $100 gasoline gas card, okay?
Yes.
So, before we go ahead, I just want to ask you, which gas station do you visit regularly?
I don't know.
Sorry?
I don't know.
Don't you visit any gas station?
No.
You drive a car, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't visit any gas station to purchase the gas?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know the name, right?
Yes.
Okay. But how do you prefer to make the payment on a gas station when you go to any gas station and you purchase a gas? How do you prefer to make the payment?
The most important thing is money.
Sorry?
The most important thing is money.
Yes, absolutely. But let me tell you one thing very clearly. To get this $100 gas card, you don't need to buy anything or you don't need to sign any contract. There are no obligation, no membership, no catch, and no bills, okay?
Outrageous.
Okay?
Yes.
But however, after 5 to 7 business days, once you receive this gas card at your doorstep, correct?
Yes, correct.
When you receive that, once you receive this $100 gas card, that day, you just need to take care of one-time and lifetime shipping and handling charges.
No problem.
That to only $1.95, okay?
Yes.
The day you receive the package, not today, not tomorrow. You got that?
Tonight.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe you understand what are you receiving and for that what are you paying, correct?
Yeah.
You're receiving $100 gas card and for that you're paying $1.95 one time and lifetime for shipping and handling.
What's going
that
on?
That is the day you receive the package, okay?
What's going on?
Hello?
Who are you?
Sorry?
Who are you?
My name is Jason Marsh.
Let me talk to your mother.
Sorry?
Get your mother, please.
For what?
I'm hungry.
You're receiving this $100 gas card to use on a gas station.
Yes.
Okay? And to receive this $100 gas card, you're only paying for one time and lifetime shipping and handling. $1.95, okay?
Yes.
The day you receive the package. You got that?
Yes.
Okay, so today we are going to take your verbal authorization because we need to make you authorized person to
what
use this
do?
Gas card on a gas station. For that, we need to take your verbal authorization on a recorded line for $1.95 paid by you by any of your plastic card which has a Visa Master logo on it the day you receive the package, okay?
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer. Cyberdyne Systems Model 101. Yeah.
Okay, so I believe you understand the meaning of verbal authorization.
Yes.
Verbal authorization means we are going to take your verbal authorization on a recorded line for $1.95 paid by you.
Ask you a bunch of questions.
The package by any of your plastic card which has a Visa Master logo on it, okay?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yes. First, I would like to just get to know you.
Did you get it?
Yeah. I've only one more question.
Yes, sir, you can ask me.
Yeah. I've only one more question.
You can ask me, sir.
Good. What is your political crime?
Sir, you're receiving $100 gas card. For that, you're paying $1.95. So which card would you like to pay $1.95 the day you receive the package?
What's in the two-week package?
Hey, Ben?
Yeah.
Which card do you like to use for the payment of $1.95 today you receive?
Excuse me, I have a few more questions if you don't mind.
Yes, sir, you can ask me.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. Who are you? What do you want? What's your real name? What are you afraid of? What are we going to do?
Sir, you are receiving a $100 gas card, and for that you are paying $1.95 the day you receive the package.
What do you mean?
For which card would you like to use, Visa or Master?
What?
Sorry?
Yes.
Which card would you like to use, sir? Visa or Master?
I use my plan.
Sorry?
Go on.
Visa?
No.
Master?
No.
Then which card would you like to use for the payment of $1.95 the day you receive the package?
I don't know. I don't play that game.
You don't believe that?
What?
Sir, this conversation is getting recorded, and I'm talking to you from last 7 minutes. So
good.
Which card would you like to use for the $1.95 the day you receive the package?
I use my plan.
So shut up!
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Must be what they mean by poetic justice.
How about Hank Hill?
Yes.
Colleen Lowe's.
Nice.
Press 1. For store hours, press 2. Or stay on the line for an operator. Transferring, please hold.
Thank you for calling. How can I address the call?
Where's the hardware department?
Where's the hardware department?
The hardware department.
Hold on. Hardware, this is Pat. How may I help you?
Hey, I'm looking for a tap and die and some WD-40.
We have the WD-40. What was the other one?
Let's say I want a hammer. Do you know what a hammer is?
Yes.
That's what I want, a damn hammer.
I
apologize for yelling at you.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to buy a tap and die and some WD-40.
We have both of those.
There you go. Yeah, now you're getting it.
Okay, what's
that? What is that chinging noise?
What
are you talking about?
I'm sorry?
What is that chinging noise?
It's the key machine.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
We have both of those, sir.
Why are you always asking me that?
I'm sorry?
What's wrong with you? How does that sound for a change?
Didn't say anything was wrong.
Carlos? Is that you?
No, it's not.
I just woke up.
That's good.
Stop making such a big deal out of it.
What else is he? How many of these? One more. Yeah. How many? Oh, one. Okay. Thank you.
Maybe I'm not getting through to you.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, I am going to play a clip from the show with Mad Mike.
Ooh.
You haven't heard this?
I have not.
This is Mike and I doing some calls from jail.
Ooh.
And it's coming up after this.
Don't drop the soap.
Larry G. Jones, Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressionist. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
Hear that? That's the sound of safety, and the sound of your family's belongings staying where they belong. In times like these, it's important to know how to protect your home, your family, and your valuables. A good strong lock on a solid door and frame can make a huge difference. Most burglars will spend no longer than a minute trying to break in. That's only as long as this radio announcement. Remember to lock your doors and windows. Even the best locks can't protect you unless you use them. Install bright outdoor lighting. If you have an alarm system, use it, and post signs that say your home has an alarm. Trim bushes and trees so your house is clearly visible to your neighbors and your street. If you ever return home to find that someone has broken in, do not enter. Call the police immediately. To learn more on how to keep your home and family safe, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. Let's all work together to keep our homes safe and sound. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. This is Geddy Lee for RAD. To many of us, drunk driving is something that other people do. Certainly not one of our friends or relatives would do such a thing. When you see someone who's had too much to drink, about to get into a car, urge them to give up the keys and find alternate transportation. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, you should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was so tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. And on today's show, we say farewell to Mad Mike. It's been a fun ride. It's been a fun trip. And he leaves behind a lot of great comedy clips. Before I get into the calls that we made from jail, here is Mad Mike and I from episode 81, the same show that the calls from jail are on. We opened that show with some MySpace karaoke. Here we are doing the Muppet Show theme.
If you know it, sing it with us.
Yeah.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the light. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight. It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight. Why do we always come here?
I guess we'll never know.
It's kind of like a torture to have to watch a show. And now let's get things started. Why don't you get things started?
It's time to get things started
on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational. This is what we call the Muppet Show.
And for some reason, we have to do it twice. I don't ever remember them doing it twice on the show.
What are you talking about? Of course they did.
No, they always cut it.
For it.
This time, we're going to rock it this time.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to play the music. It's time to spread the light. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight. It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight.
You ain't come here. I guess we'll never know. It's kind of like a torture to have to watch a show.
Now there's more. A little bit more.
And now let's get things started. Why don't you get things started?
Just time to get things started.
I'm the most professional, inspirational, celebrational, motivational. This is why we call the Muppet Show.
There it is. There it is. There it is. Mad Mike and myself singing the theme to the Muppet Show. Like I said, It's a little weird saying farewell to Mad Mike as he ventures off and does the things that he needs to do. And hopefully he'll pop in from time to time here on the 44th floor and say hi and tell us what's up. But right now I'd like to play one of my favorite clips that I think Mike and I did, and that was our phone calls from jail.
Before we get into the 911 calls, this is something I came across after I already put the news together.
Is this an article about fellatio? Because I don't want to hear it.
No.
Oh.
This is an article out of Salt Lake City. And, we're not too far from Salt Lake. It's only 400 miles from us.
Yeah. I'll just walk down there.
Well, the Utahns, I guess is what you call them. Utahns. Want you to practice your DUI jail calls.
Oh, that's a good idea. I think that's a great idea. It's a fabulous idea.
In Utah, even if you don't get arrested for drunk driving, you might still have to call your mom from jail. Sort of. The Utah Highway Patrol and some local bars hope letting people practice an uncomfortable call from the local lockup will dissuade you from drinking and driving. A phone number has been set up to recreate what it would feel like to make such a call. The caller is given the option to talk to a hysterical mother, a disapproving father, a lazy roommate, a pissed off wife, a very upset boyfriend or husband, even an attorney.
Ooh, what about like a crazed maniacal chicken?
Not in there. Okay. A pre-recorded message then plays one end of what the conversation might sound like, with the caller filling in the other half. Mm. This sounds like this could be a lot of fun.
We definitely need to call.
Slogans associated with the campaign includes getting a DUI is easy, calling your mom from jail is hard. The campaign runs through September 7th. Now, before we came into the studio tonight to do the show, we decided that we would call this number. We'll give the number out as soon as we're done playing these calls here.
Yeah.
The first one queued up and ready to go, because me and Mike thought we'd have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
Is Mike calling his mother. And here it is on the Rock and Comedy Show.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Who is this?
Satan.
How come the caller ID says jail?
That's because I'm actually in jail, Mom.
What?
Yeah, I fucked up.
All right, listen to me. Did you call anyone else? Does anyone else know you're there?
Well, Jay. He's here with me.
I'm sorry you're in jail, but this is going to look really bad for me. You know how people talk.
Yeah, but what about me?
How could you do this to me?
Because.
Was I such an awful mother?
Well, you can let us drink at home.
Yes, I know you're the one in jail. There you go, always thinking about yourself.
Jay's with me, too. What about him?
Don't take that tone with me. I'm trying to make the best of a bad situation.
You can bring us some Twinkies.
It's all my fault. It is. I never should have let you learn to drive.
I learned from NASCAR. okay, I need to. Are you going to come get me or not?
So that's the first call. That's what they're claiming is going to sound like if you have to call your mom from jail.
I read this
story right away, and I was like, oh, they gave us a phone number. Oh, yes, we're going to have some fun. Well, I thought it would be fun if I got arrested and, well, Mike and I were together out partying. Who would I call? Well, my dad doesn't really, live close enough to come and get me out of jail. So there's only one person I would call to annoy at early hours of the morning. That would be our good friend, Scanlon. Right, well. So this would be what it would like if I called Scanlon.
This is great.
Scanlon.
Dude, stop.
Mike and I got arrested.
So, what's going on?
I said Mike and I got arrested.
No, seriously, I'm almost up to level 6, man. Stop kidding around.
I'm not kidding around. It was drunk driving, dude.
Oh, you crack me up, man.
I'm not being funny.
Yeah, like you're that stupid.
well, we are that stupid because it happened last night.
You are that stupid. Dude, I'm sorry, man. That is messed up. So you in jail?
Yeah, we need you to come and get us.
Oh, man, I got another life. Another life. Yes. You got another life, too, I guess, in jail.
You're such a funny guy.
I just powered up. No, I'm right. Sorry. I'm listening to everything, man. Totally serious. So is anybody going to bail you out?
You.
Because it ain't going to be me.
What? It's got to be you.
I tell you what, man. Don't make eye contact with anybody.
Jesus Christ.
Don't drop the soap.
I fucking hate you.
And get Michael Vick's autograph for me.
He's already out of jail, you moron. And that would be if I had to call Scanlon.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy kind of sounds like Scanlon.
He does, actually.
Kind of creepy. So there's one more call that Mike had to make, and that was to his said girlfriend, maybe wife. So this is how that call
possibly deranged sister.
Hello? Hi, honey. Where are you?
I think I'm in jail.
You what?
I was drinking and driving.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm not, though.
And you couldn't get a ride with a sober friend?
Jay said
that's right. I've met your friend.
Bitch.
Would it have killed you to call a cab?
Yes.
If you're thinking I'm going to come down there and bail you out, you are so wrong. I don't think so, buddy. Your bail money and I are going to have a spa day tomorrow while you sit there and think about this.
Could you bail me out?
Okay, I'm so mad right now. Yeah, you're not safe there. You're not safe here, buddy. You're not safe right here. You don't want to see me right now.
I didn't want a free night in jail.
How many times have I heard that? Well, I tell you, it's the last time, pal. You know, I've still got a cute figure. I've got options.
You obviously broke.
Yo, he's a dentist now.
What? Who's a dentist?
Don't even go there. You think you're sorry now, just wait till you get home. Try not to trip on your stuff on your way to the porch.
What a bitch.
I know, dude.
I just need a little help. That's all I need. And you're going to fucking leave me for some guy that's a dentist now?
Yeah, dude.
Bitch.
I didn't want, you know, I didn't want this free night.
All right, so the final call that we did with this campaign that they're doing in Salt Lake is, well, this would be, okay, I call my dad.
Yeah.
So here it is. This is me talking to my dad to tell him Mike and I have been arrested.
This call could happen.
This so, could happen.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
What's up?
I just want to let you know Mike and I got arrested.
I'm not sure I heard you. What? You what?
Mike and I got arrested last night.
What did you do that for?
I don't know.
Well, you're not just kids.
We were just out having some drinks and we got
well,
pulled
that
over.
That was stupid.
I know.
How many drinks did you have?
I don't know. We had a couple bottles, a table.
Well, it was obviously enough to get your fanny thrown in jail.
Okay, so, I know.
Yeah, I'll explain in a minute. I thought you were smarter than that.
I am.
Dude, I just roll over. Let me make sure I have this straight. You got drunk. You drove your car anyway.
Yes.
The kid. I'm talking to the kid. Right, you're arrested, and now you're in jail.
Correct.
Is that about it?
Yes, and I need you or Mom to come and get me.
No, I don't think you really want your mother to get out of bed and come down and bail you out.
Yes, I do.
Hey, sweetheart. Yeah, trust me.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. Felatio Phil is here.
Felatio.
Martin Andrews is going to be coming up here shortly, talking to us about his new gig that he's got happening on the Las Vegas Strip. And he says it's not sexual, but he is bringing in a live emu.
Ooh.
So I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Excited.
Remember, you can contact the show different ways. You can find us on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. You can call us, leave voicemail, and we'll play the voicemail messages on the show. You can call us when we take live calls and all that good stuff. All that information can be found at rockincomedyshow.com. Just go to the Contact Us page. Everything you need to know is just it's right
there.
It's right there.
The tip of your hands?
Mm-hmm. Creep me out when you say it like that.
The tip of your hands.
But so there's a lot going on. What did you think of our phone calls from jail?
I enjoyed them.
Yeah, it was fun when we did those. I was like, and it only ran for a short time. They were just doing it as a promotion. So I was like, we need to pre-record these and then practice them. We practiced them, like, I think about a half hour.
Oh, yeah?
So we knew exactly when to come in and talk.
Nice.
They're so funny. But calls from jail. Coming up, we got a couple other clips. We got a clip of Mad Mike and Bonnie Mazzell singing.
All right, this is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we're going to do some MySpace karaoke with Mad Mike and Bonnie. They're going to do some Sonny and Cher.
I feel like a celebrity right now.
I Got You, Babe. Here it is.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow.
That's right, Cher. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you. Babe,
I got you,
babe.
I got you,
babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned our money's all been spent.
Well, I guess that's so. We don't have a pot, but at least I'm sure of all the pot we got.
Babe.
I got you, babe. I got flowers. And the spring.
Oh, shit, they changed up the song.
And I got you to wear my ring.
Hey, what kind of ring?
Oh, and when I'm sad, you're a clown.
Oh.
And if I get scared, your tacos around. So let them say your hair's too long. I don't care, with you I can't go wrong.
Oh, then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't ski.
Very well.
Babe.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
I got you to walk with me.
And I got you to talk with me when you alive.
I got you to hold my gland.
And I got you to understand.
I got you to kiss me on my private goodnight.
And I got you to hold me tight.
I got you and I won't pay you ho.
Wait a minute, that's not what we talked about in the deal.
Babe!
I got you, babe!
I got you, babe!
There's another one in here somewhere, right?
I got you, babe!
Mike and I did a couple of different karaoke, so if I can't find that one, I'll pull the one up that we did with Sharon Paquette. I believe we did...
Mike was Sharon on that, correct?
I believe we did Pussycat Dolls.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that was...
Did you dress for the...
We didn't. No? We didn't do anything, because it was radio. There's no cameras, but...
Still would have been nice.
Anyway, so we'll have some other clips and of that of the show. And, of course, for those that haven't heard it, Junk and Mud. Now... Junk and Mud is not the title. This is not, like, it... I'm just going to have to play the clip. We used to do how-tos. Mike used to do how-to every week. And he did, like, how to become a ninja, how to get a free night in jail, how to get an extended day in jail, how to defend yourself from an ostrich, how to be, you know, how to remain a virgin, how to talk to boys. Yeah, name it, Mike wrote about it. And this was how to survive... in the jungliest of jungles. And he did this how-to during the Christmas show last year. And in the room, we had Elvho. We had Rod Stewart.
Rod.
We had Elvis Presley. We had Chris Reject.
Nice.
We had Big Lance. We had the priest from the Church of Satan.
Wow.
Name it. We had Nick in here. Myself was in here. Mad Mike was in here. This little room was full.
Yes.
And I don't know what prompted the gentlemen, such as Elvis and Chris Reject, who started it, started to repeat words that Mad Mike was saying during his how-to.
Saying?
He would say something like... you could say something like, I didn't see it happen. And then happened. They would sing, happen, and they would start singing it. It was about 2-3 minutes into this how-to that Mad Mike realized what they were doing.
Doing.
So he started to fuck with them. He got to the portion of the how to survive the jungliest of jungles by telling people, if you were a man, the only way to survive is to cover your junk in mud. And therefore, the song, Junk in Mud... was created impromptu. For 2 minutes, we learned about covering your junk in mud. And to this day, I think it's the proudest, probably the most popular recording Chris Reject has ever done, because he never lets anybody forget about it, as you heard on that comment earlier tonight.
Yes, this is the last night that we will be talking about junk.
Junk in mud will be retired from this show officially tonight. If you ever want to hear it again, you must go to the website and type up Twisted Christmas Show, Part 1, 2009, and find it. All right? Because I don't want to hear about it anymore. It was funny. It's still funny. But you need to let it go. Right? So for those of you that have not heard it, you are going to truly enjoy it. For those of you that haven't heard it in a long time, you're truly going to enjoy it. If you're Chris Reject, you're probably going to jerk off to it. Chris, I love you. But here it is. It is the how-to, followed by
Junkin' Mud.
And the great part about it was we all joined in at the song at the end. And it became the biggest thing on the Christmas show. Out of all the stuff we did, this is the one thing everybody remembers. So here it is. How to Survive the Jungliest of Jungles by our good friend, Mad Mike.
Let's paint a picture, okay? You're lost, okay? You don't know where you are. There's plants and flora and fauna and animals. And you have your ukulele. What do? You're in the jungle. How did you get there?
You don't know. That's not important. How you got there is not important. What's important is you're there now.
Okay? So what are you going to do? How are you going to survive in the most jungly jungles? In jungledom.
Are you insinuating that she doesn't shave her bush?
What if she doesn't? What if, folks? Now, I'm not talking about some fairy tale Jungle Book crap where they talk to you, the animals. Animals don't talk. That's silly.
Who tuned this thing?
I'm talking about the hardcore king of the jungle swinging from vines, kicking monkeys in the face. Because it's your banana, bitch. I'm taking it. First, you have to learn the calls of the wild, okay? There's a lot of different wilderness calls that you have to know. Like, do you know what a monkey sound makes? You didn't know that. Okay. Now you do. Okay. Now you know. Okay. Do you know what sound a beaver makes?
You do. You do. You do.
Beth, what does the sound of a beaver
make? Oh, I would know. I have sex about once a year.
Christmas, right? At this show.
Christmas. That makes the two of us.
What does a beetle sound like?
A beetle? Next, folks, once you know all the calls, self-defense, okay, against lions. Why? Because they're out there. They're just walking around, right? They're just bullying people around, like you, lost in the jungle. Okay, what are you going to do? It's a lion. It's like 15 times your size. There's only one vulnerable spot on a lion, and I know this, because I went there. I checked for you. I went there for you, folks. I'm a professional, okay? I use real live professional liveness to gather my data of data, okay? There's only one spot. You have to wait until it's getting ready to eat your face. And then, you punch it right in the tongue.
In the
tongue. Leave you alone. Yes, the tongue is the most vulnerable spot on a lion. You don't believe me? Go to the zoo. Okay, punch it in the tongue. See what happens.
Excuse me, can I see your lions? I'm going to punch one in the tongue real quick.
It's also a known fact, okay? A factoid. Little hit of factism, okay? I'm dropping some knowledge. I'm dropping it. For my PhD of knowledge. Most frogs in the jungle, they sweat Gatorade, okay? It's true. So lick as many frogs as you can, because they're high in electrolytes, okay? You're going to need your energy. You're living in the jungle, okay? Never, ever, ever buy drugs from, like, an ancient tribal dude, okay? They look like they're knowledgeable. They got crazy bones sticking out of their nose. But
or somebody from Taco Bell.
Their shit's probably all made from poop, okay? So you're probably just eating poop.
Their shit's made from poop.
And that's just gross. That's wrong.
Who writes this stuff? This is good stuff.
Even Rod Stewart noticed that that's just messed up.
Shit and poop, man. I'm telling you, that's terrible.
You don't eat it. and you shouldn't eat it.
He's a keen observer.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't eat it.
Always. Folks, this is probably one of the most important things that I could ever say to you. And this is going to save your damn life, okay? You're going to be out in the middle of nowhere, in the jungle, okay? Make sure you keep your underwear clean, okay? I can't stress this
Listen
enough.
To this underwear.
Okay?
Yes.
It just so
she
happens.
She doesn't wear underwear.
Oh.
Well, then make sure that you clean up. Make sure you just clean it, okay? Keep it clean, okay?
With what, like a fur?
Jungle llamas, okay? They are attracted to stinky buttholes, okay?
Jungle llamas?
Yes.
Really?
They're attracted to stinky buttholes, and they will try to mate with you if they smell your stinky butthole.
How old are they? Are they 18, 19, or what are they?
They can be of all ages.
Okay.
You might not want it, but you're getting it, okay?
You're getting it. You hear that? You're getting it.
Llama?
Scientists? They've discovered that 9 out of 10 snake attacks happen because a snake has an insecurity. Okay, and so it is important, if you're in the jungle, compliment the snakes, folks. Tell them how nice they're looking today.
You're looking pretty nice today.
What nice
snake?
Don't bite me. You're just crossing the road, right?
Crossing the road. Right.
Why does he sound English all of a sudden? Right. Elvis has got English.
Crossing the road.
Right. If you ever have to go into a river, or like a lake or something,
lake.
Or something.
It's catching. It's fucking catching, isn't it?
Make sure that you cover your junk in mud.
Junk in mud.
Okay.
Junk in mud.
You don't want any crazy parasites. You don't want any crazy parasites crawling up your pee hole.
Crawling up a pee hole.
Thank you, right.
Everybody.
Yeah, sounds just like him.
Hey, that's the first time we've had him sing on the show. We knew we'd get him one day.
Junk in mud. Junk in mud. Oh, yeah, baby, my junk is covered in motherfucking mud.
Junk in mud.
Save your pee hole. Some junk has all the mud.
Imagine the pee hole.
Oh, dear God.
Never. Folks, this is important. They're everywhere.
You're not saying much, El Poe.
Never share with monkeys.
Oh, you don't have any junk.
Never share with monkeys. This suddenly turned into
why?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Why? Because they're greedy little fucks. That's why.
Greedy little fucks.
That's why.
Little
fucking monkeys.
That's why.
And they have horrible management skills. Okay.
They don't have TPS reports.
Yeah. You give them $5. You'll never see it again. It's gone.
What about tacos?
They'll eat it. Do you get a return investment? Two days later. You don't want that.
Then they fling it at you.
Yeah, they do. So they're nasty, greedy little fucks. But most importantly, and everybody should know this, okay? Remember this. WWSSD, folks.
What would
Sylvester Stallone do? Come on now. Everybody knows this.
What would Sylvester Stallone do?
Just
he
ask
would
yourself.
Cover his junk in mud.
Junk in mud.
What would Sylvester
Junk in mud.
Lots of sticky mud. And nigger.
what she said. What do you do if you've got no junk?
You can't cover it in mud.
Up your vag, put the mud up your vag. If you've got no junk at all, put the mud up your vag. Pack it in, pack it in, pack it in up your vagina. Won't you please get the mud and put it up your big old snatch?
Junk in mud.
She's got mud in her snatch all day and night. Oh my goodness gracious me, what a terrible fright. Junk in mud in her snatch. Junk in mud, oh yes, junk in mud in her snatch. My vagina's got a little mud. A little mud up my snatch and my vulva's getting sore, oh yes. Help ho! Comedy show! Oh, oh, help ho! Go, go! I'm getting bored, so fucking bored with this song and the same three fucking chords. Oh, please shut up with this fucking stupid song!
That's how you do it, folks. That's how you survive in the jungliest of jungles.
You just cover your junk
it's
in mud.
It's the end of the
Nice, nice. Positively your best how-to ever. Ever.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
Violence, theft, drugs, graffiti. It's all part of joining a gang. In times like these, we need to protect our children and our community from gangs. Gangs often prey on unsupervised teens with low self-esteem, who perform poorly in school, who seek a sense of belonging, or are simply bored. Joining a gang often involves violent hazing rituals. Once in a gang, members can become alienated from their families, school, and friends. Drugs, guns, and malicious activity are common elements in gangs. Trying to leave a gang can be a difficult and dangerous process. The best way to get out of a gang is never to join one. Protect kids from being recruited by a gang. Know who they're hanging out with. Involve kids in after-school activities and provide positive role models. Help reduce gang activities in your community by working with local law enforcement and school systems. Don't let a kid you know get involved with gangs. Visit ncpc.org to learn more or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Bye. Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
You can try all you want, but you'll never get ahead. Because in her eyes, you might as well be dead. Getting dressed up and putting on a style, it won't even get you a little smile.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor. It is Phil once again filling in for. Well, he's not really filling in for anybody. The new co-host starts next week.
I thought I was the new co-host.
No, see,
didn't get offered the job, did I?
You didn't. You're too busy.
I'm way too busy.
You're way too busy. But give it up for our good friend Martin Andrew.
Bravo.
You haven't been in the studio in a while. It's changed.
It has changed. It has.
I think the new layout might have scared Mad Mike, and that's why he left.
He saw
one time.
One time, that was enough.
That was. He's like, this is getting too serious. I got to take off.
Did he have one eye open or both?
Maybe both.
Which is unusual for him.
Right. A lot of people wanted the co-host job, but we went with somebody you know who you think is pretty talented, Paul Sparazza.
Excellent choice.
Yeah.
And if he gets lost for words, he can just make some unusual sounds.
He does. The guy is amazing. So I'm excited about the changes and to see what's going to happen next week.
I like this chick's ass.
Yeah?
Rusty rides again. Why am I faced with this? Is there a reason for this?
I wanted you to have something nice to look at.
It's very nice. I like it.
Usually you have to stare at Mike when you're here.
Yeah, his ass wasn't quite that appealing.
But you've seen some nice ass here.
In this very studio.
Let's talk about Aurora Snow.
Aurora Snow, the porn star. And
Ava Devine. Lucius.
Lucius. I'm not even going to go there.
Here's the thing, right? Chris Reject tells me the other day that she's really a nice person. He's actually gone out and had coffee with her a couple of times.
All right, that's the end of that conversation.
No, I think that's funny. He was so, I don't want anybody to know. But now...
Now he's out dating this person.
Yes.
Yeah.
For those of you listening that don't know, Lucius is a TS.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I'm not totally stupid. That's
no, he's totally stupid.
Totally stupid, yeah.
But anyway, it's Martin Andrew, and you've got something happening next week, a brand new show.
We've got a brand new show opening on the Fremont Street Experience at Tony Sacker's establishment. It's called Las Vegas Rocks Cafe.
That used to be Jillian's,
that's
correct?
Right, yeah. It's huge in there. I was quite shocked. It's like Doctor Who, like the TARDIS. You go in this building, and all of a sudden there's all these other... areas in there, and we're doing the we're in the showroom there. It's about a 300 seater.
Now, I haven't been in there since do they gut it? Is everything gone?
It's nice.
The games, the bowling alley, all that.
It's all gone. He's got it looking really nice, and he's got three sections to it. And we're going, like I say, in the main showroom, and we're doing this new show called Shania and Rod, which is a country and rock and roll tribute show with myself, obviously, doing Rod Stewart, and with Gina Diane, who's a good friend of mine, a good entertainer. Doing the Shania Twain.
Because I couldn't see you being Shania Twain.
Well, I tried it, but it didn't quite work out, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then we have two dancers in there as well. One of the girls is from the show Bite. And Jessica Wood, who is our choreographer, she was in the show with me, Rockstar the Tribute, that you saw. And she was also in Masters of Rock as well. As well as she go-goes around town and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah. So we've got some really cool dancers. And I think a very powerful and strong show.
Show's at 8 o'clock?
Show's at 8 o'clock. And another big part of the show is, I should introduce my friend who's here tonight.
Yeah, who's this guy? He looks like he could kick all of our asses with one punch.
Well, we've got to be careful what we say as well, because unfortunately he's not exactly very well versed in speaking English. But
that doesn't stop him from punching us in the face.
Not at all, no. I mean, he's well adept at punching people in the face. And he's actually a very talented sound engineer and lighting guy that we've employed to work with us. And it's been kind of interesting throughout rehearsals, getting the whole dialogue thing. I've actually picked up some Serbian myself.
Oh, yeah? Give us a word.
Istrojna Ivula.
Da.
Yeah.
Which is...
I can't tell you that.
Why can't you tell me that?
Yeah. I said you had a small dick.
Well, everybody knows that.
Yeah. But... it's funny the things that you learn. I mean, that's one of the first things that he told me.
They always teach you the dirty shit.
They don't
teach you hello. They teach you fuck off.
But they were laughing at me when they said that, so I want to know what it was. And now I do know what it was. That's what I said to you.
Right.
But anyway, so his name is Novak, and we affectionately call him the Wild Emu.
Oh, this is the emu.
This is the Wild Emu guy
about.
I was telling you about, yeah. But it's been very interesting just trying to set everything up. And I'm going to get you to ask him some questions, and we're going to try and... do some stuff here because he's involved with the show and he's done some other things around Las Vegas as well. And maybe you can find out what those things are. Good luck.
All right. Give it a shot. You got to help me with this. Yeah.
I will.
All right. So his name is Novak?
Novak.
Hello, Novak.
Hello.
Oh.
We need you.
Well, I think he's... Yeah. That's international, yeah.
No, I mean...
Oh, you need to... Oh, yeah, we...
you got to move the mic.
I don't know how to say that.
We're getting hand gestures.
No.
Hand gestures.
No. There we go. That'll work.
You love the dobro ovako. Dobro?
Again?
Dobro ovde.
Da.
It's always interesting when people come on my show. I never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been in the country?
No, whoa, slow. Really, you have to go real slow.
Okay. Yeah.
Dobro.
How long have you been in America?
Ne razumem.
America?
Okay.
Djera.
Oh, Djera?
Djera.
7 godina.
Seven years.
Don't leave it all to me.
No, I'm helping translate.
Can't do that. You're the co-host. You got to come up with some questions.
Sure, ask him something. You know.
Yes. How are we gonna do this? What is a show that you've been in?
It's a bit slower.
Samo sekundu.
Huh?
Samo sekundu da se javim.
Da.
We have a phone call.
Aha.
Da.
Koliko je sati? Okay, bro, just give me a few seconds. I'm in some dumb show here for radio. I will call you back.
Maddie
right
does
away.
Perfectly fine.
Okay, bye.
Maddie does perfectly fine.
What's up, guys?
Like 7 years, you have no lick of English.
Hey, Rob Valentine, are we on air?
Yeah.
Rob Valentine.
Okay.
Super guy. Rob Valentine, how are you, sir?
Alice Cooper.
You're back now from Canada? We're on Crazy J's radio show taping right now, and I'm announcing the fact that you are back from Canada. Can I call you back? Call you back in a bit. Bye bye.
What is it? Like, they don't turn their fucking phones off. They're just what the fuck.
We have to have a signal for him to say.
Look, we're trying.
Yeah. We're planning this.
Look, Mike's gone now.
You want to switch the seats back?
Yeah, we'll switch.
Look, Mike's gone now. We're trying to have a level of professionalism. Can you turn your phones off?
And you asked me to come in here.
No, you sort of said you were coming.
Well, you know how it is.
I figured, it's the last show that before we change it all around.
His face trying to ask a question.
I kind of had a feeling something was up.
You had a feeling?
I did kind of have a feeling.
That female intuition or something?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. So.
As Johnny Rotten would say, next question.
Next question, move along.
Move along.
Move along. So you guys got the show.
Yeah.
You're still, I was a part of the promotional video you guys shot at Showbus of the Stars the other night.
That was the other show that I'm involved with, the Showbus thing and everything else, yeah.
That was fun. That
was a lot of fun doing that. It was a lot of fun. And that was the first time we've actually kind of thought it out before we did it. That's why, as you noticed, we were going around the block and dropping people off and doing things with the camera crew. So I think that's going to turn out really good, because what we want to try and do with that was show the actual experience of the people coming on the bus as opposed to a big ego trip for the artist who's on the bus.
Right.
Which, in my mind, has kind of been like that before. All the videos you see has always been just the artist and a few people in the background. This way, it's more the perspective of the people on the bus.
Yeah.
We try to do to entice people on there.
Well, that bus is a lot of fun, and I really wish it would just take off and just.
Well, we're 3 years into it, we're still open, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe if I get Novak to sell tickets, then maybe people buy.
Yeah,
you
can try something.
Just bring a gun. It'll all be good, yeah.
Yeah.
But he is. No, there's not. He is actually going to be running sound and lights for us.
Yeah.
At the show, and he does in town. He does security as well. As you can tell.
me and Mark would be a really good friend.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He asked me if I can do that for him, and I will just help him out.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Very nice.
And so the other show, do we talk about it?
Which one?
Rocks.
Rocks? What show?
The one that you used to be in, where you had all the...
Oh, that? Oh, do you want to hear the latest on that?
I do want to hear
the update
latest.
On that?
Yeah.
from that complete fat bastard, Paul Kristen, the one who ripped us all off.
But that's not his real name.
It's not. His name's not even Paul, it's Felix. Which I think is more appropriate for a fat bastard like him. But anyway, that's just my thoughts. I was just in court yesterday, filing a new motion to get this other guy in. His name is Ronald Mason, and he's the registered agent with Crescendo Entertainment. So I filed a motion to have him subpoenaed. He has to show up in court with me and a judge. I already have a judgment against Crescendo Entertainment, so he has to tell me all about their assets and everything they have and everything else for me to try and get the money. And if that still doesn't work, then I'm just going to send the wild emu in.
Nice. I would be scared.
Well, we're going to go pay. We're going to pay the man a visit. Yeah. We're going to pay the man a visit.
Yeah, we're going to make him an offer, you know.
But we may have to go and see him.
So, but I mean, there was talk that the show might come back, but now it's not.
Nah, definitely not. I mean, but yeah, that's why last time I was on here, I was being cagey about what I could tell you, what I couldn't, and I can tell you exactly what happened now. This guy who was in the paper with me when we first had this problem, Rocky, his name was, and he was the biggest pile of shit, just like Paul Kristen. Felix, sorry. All right? Strung Jay, who's in California along for months and months and months, saying he had all this money to do this. When it finally came down to sit down and write the check, turned out he had nothing. He was lying the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
But now, isn't there a show at the Harmon that's called Rocks? Or is...
No.
Because I saw it on the billboard. Is that just the old...
Maybe it's just the old one. There's no rock show there anymore. There's there's a hypnosis show. There's the Amazing Jonathan.
Larry G. Jones.
Larry G. Jones has gone in there. They actually contacted me. A friend of Larry's did. You know Brian, who does Red Skelton?
Right.
We were chatting a bit about the whole politics of that place. And Larry's gone in there, so hopefully he's doing well.
Yeah.
But it's an expensive venue to go into. I'm quite happy to be off the strip and downtown where we're at. I'm not thinking it's going to be easy to get people in there. That's why I'm coming on
in. Well, I don't know. Fremont Street's a pretty happening party
town.
It
is. But here's the thing, right? You've got Fremont, you've got Las Vegas Boulevard, and then you've got the section that we're in. Now, if you wander around on Fremont Street, there's tons of people there, but as soon as you cross Las Vegas Boulevard, it's like it's the death zone or something, you know, you cross there and there's minimal people. So we got to get in the face of all the people on Fremont Street, and that's what I'm going to be doing on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, self-promotion with the girls from the show, dressed up as Rod, wandering around, handing out stuff, trying to get people into the show. And obviously doing things like this and any newspaper stuff we can do.
Well, this ain't going to help you.
This is not going to help. This is probably going to hinder me. Because anybody who heard the Christmas show is not going to come to this show now because I was involved with that.
I don't think it was the Christmas show that's your problem.
What do you think was my problem?
Ava Devine.
You think the Ava Devine was my problem? Yeah, but the camera went off, so we're all good.
The cameras weren't on at the Christmas show either.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you did see the little animated video of
I did, with Larry King and everything. I thought that was quite awesome.
Pretty funny. I think the people that put that together, I think that's funny.
Yeah, no, it was really good. It was very good. Very good indeed. So, yeah, it was fun.
Evelyn Smith will go on to be a legend.
Yeah, she's quite the top, that one.
Yeah. So the show is August 2nd.
August the 2nd.
Every night?
It's going to be, right now we just start with Monday nights at 8 o'clock. We've been offered other nights in there, but we're going to take it a little steady. I don't want to get, bite off too much. We'll try and get Monday nights established and working. And then we'll probably open on Tuesdays as well.
Are you guys going to do duets?
Only one. I'm not going to give that away.
Okay.
But no, there's only one. The difference with this show as well compared to a legend show or some of the other tribute shows that are out there is that it's kind of portrayed when you come and see it more as a concert with two artists as opposed to all the other shows where it's just very individualistic. You know, and then at the end everyone comes on for a big fanfare and the American flag comes rolling down and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Which is all the shows. This one's slightly different. It's just as if, what would it be like if these two were in a concert situation? And it's not like I go on and then she comes on and it's the end. We switch in and out. Like I start the show off and she comes on. I introduce her. She introduces me kind of thing. So we're on a couple of times. And then at the end, we do a duet together. And during the course of the show, there's choreographed songs with the dancers. And there's also go-going songs with them on boxes and things. A lot of interaction with the audience. And the pricing of this show as well, I think, is really good. I did a little bit of market research on this. And everyone I've spoken to thought it was just very good price, and so opinions, gentlemen.
Yes.
$19.95
Wow.
Gets you to see the show, which is an hour and 15 minutes with two performers, two dancers, and you also get a free drink.
Anything that includes a free drink, I'm down.
And most of the free drinks in place, you're looking $9-$10 right in the showrooms. So,
and especially down at Fremont Street, you get the 99-cent margaritas and all that, so you can prepare yourself before you go.
You can prepare yourself before you can get in there, yeah. And but like I'm saying, you get free drink with it. and get to see the show, and we encourage people to take pictures during the show and answer their phones and all that kind of stuff as well. We're totally opposite to shut your cell phones off and don't take pictures. We like keep the phones on, talk to people, tell you're having a good time, and take pictures and post them on YouTube. You know?
Yeah.
So we're treating it a little bit different like that. Like I said, the showroom's beautiful. Tony Sack has been extremely helpful with the whole thing. We all want it to work, and we'll see what happens. August the 2nd. But we just need to get people in the room.
Well, we're working on a contest here. We're looking for the and you might appreciate this being a former karaoke host.
No, please.
Here's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are looking for the worst female karaoke singer, and the event's being sponsored by Hooters.
Okay.
We're going to have a couple of Hooters girls come and sing. We're looking for 20 girls, and then the top 10 will actually perform at Hooters, and they're going to win a cash prize. And we feel that we, you know, when you have those talent reality shows on TV, that you have to have the mean English man, so we want to offer that
role. To be a judge?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to do it. Yeah.
You could be like our Simon Cowell.
Yeah, I mean...
But we're looking for somebody bad, so, you know, that, you know... Your comments, but
I've already. It's funny you should say that, because I've done a couple of shows in town here where it's been like American Idol,
right?
And I've been the Simon Cowell character. We had a Simon, we had a Paula, and we had a Randy Jackson thing on there, right?
Right.
And it was a lot of fun. And when I asked them, I said, "What do you want me to say?" And they said, "Just be brutal, just rip them to shreds." And it was funny because in doing that, you're not really just doing it out of spite. You're doing it because it really is bad. And for once, you actually get to say it.
Right.
So I really enjoyed doing those things. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'll gladly do it.
I'm hoping we get some of those girls that really think that they are just the shit.
Oh, there's lots out there.
Oh, I know. I hope there's they come in. But they got to know coming in that they are definitely, you know, we are looking for the worst.
Yeah, yeah. And is Elfo in it?
I'm trying to convince her to do it. She needs to do it.
Yeah, she should be in it.
Did I ever play you the recording of her and I doing the Barry Manilow song?
No, I don't think I think I'd throw up if I heard that.
It is it is so funny. The first time, like we went in there. Remember when he first opened at the Hilton? They used to have a karaoke machine in his gift shop, and you just go in there and do Barry Manilow songs. We went in there on New Year's Eve a couple of years back, and we went in there and we told the lady we just want one take. We don't care, you know, how it turns out. Just when we go in there, just hit, because they were like, no, we give everybody a chance to warm up, and then we record. No, we just want you to go in, start it when we go in there.
Right.
And we were in there, and she was singing, I say the term loosely, and I'm no singer, but I'm better than she is. She got into it so well that, and she leaned back to hit the note. She hit the shelf on the back of the wall that came down, and you hear it just everything in there. So when we came out, we're like, yeah, that's what we want. She goes, no, we didn't record it. We told you that we let you warm up. And I was like, I told you, just record it.
Record everything. You never know, do you?
So we were still laughing when we went in there because we were still thinking about what happened prior. So halfway through the song, she's trying to, I think we were doing the song, I Write the Songs.
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, it was, next time you come on, I'll...
Here's a funny thing, though. If I'm going to be a judge on this, it's kind of weird because Simon Cowell, he bitches at them if they're bad, but this account is about being bad. So if they're being bad, that's a good thing.
Right. You want... You
so I can say that was so awful, it was brilliant. I mean, I'll be complimenting, and anyone who's good is going to get slagged off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it's going to be like a total pair.
So you want to get some really good singers in there as well, so you just rip the shreds out. You know, you're hitting those notes. Your tone is fantastic. You what make the, me sick.
What the fuck are you doing on this show?
Yeah, get the fuck out of this show, you know? I'm thinking that's what we should be doing, you know?
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
Do they need a bodyguard for the show?
Well, I'm sure the Hooters
people
girls...
Because people are going to get upset,
well,
you know?
I'm sure the Hooters girls would probably appreciate a bodyguard.
No, but would you like to be a bodyguard for some Hooters girls?
It depends what's the time. You know I travel a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. California. I'm just talking about, you know, Hooters girls here.
Hooters girls are smart.
No one can see this because we're on the radio.
I know. Yeah.
Everybody knows the hand gesture.
Yeah, the hand gesture.
The Hooters
girls.
Yeah.
When is this thing going to happen?
Well, we're already advertising it, so as soon as we get enough... We want to do two or three a week, and then when we get, you know, the ones at the top 10 that are the worst, that we'll do it at Hooters. The first, you know, the first initial ones are going to be done here. We'll set them up with, like, maybe MySpace Karaoke and have them come in here and just belt out a few tunes.
You know what we could do? I wonder if I could get away with this. I don't know if I could get away with this or not. But whoever wins it gets a slot at my show to get up and sing a song.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I can't say that for sure right now, but I'd love to do that.
That would be awesome.
And they could do a tribute to somebody, right? Because it's a kind of tribute show, so they could, you know, whoever they do the worst.
Well, we're thinking the song that they do in the studio is the same song they have to do at Hooters, because they're only going to get to do it twice.
Yeah.
They get to do it here and then at Hooters for the finals.
But we'll check it out. We'll see what that. But I think it'd be kind of a fun thing to do. You know, Rod and Shania introduce somebody, because the crowds are not going to know, right?
Right.
So they've won this competition. Everything. We don't have to tell them they won it to be the worst.
Yeah.
And then they come out and they just like bad, and the crowd also goes, yeah, well, we got a free drink. That was good. I think that'd be brilliant. Yeah.
I think it'd be great.
Well, so, we'll see if we can do that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Hooters is backing it, so it'll be a good competition.
Good. No,
they promised free wings to the judges, so you can't go.
I'm in.
Can't go
can I get
wrong,
some? Yeah. Can I get some free promo for my show?
Probably.
Excellent. Well, I want some Hooters girls on my show. Then that's what I need to do.
We could probably do that.
We'll swing something like that. But we do something like that, yeah. And I can promote it as well at the show. I don't mind doing that. There's all these things we can do. So.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So, girls, if you're paying attention, come on down.
Absolutely.
I had one email that said, "Can I submit something I did from MySpace character?" No, you have to come down and do it live. I don't want to hear you in advance.
Mm-mm.
Just come down, sing it, and move on.
That's what we need.
That'll be great.
Brilliant. I'm in.
So we'll get you out of here. August 2nd
mm-hmm.
is the show. 8 o'clock, 1995, free drink.
It's actually 2010, the show.
Right.
Yeah.
I said 1995, but they know what I'm talking about, you idiots.
Great price point.
Yeah.
That's why I get invited back about once every 2 months. See, if I didn't make remarks like that, maybe every other week I could get in here, but yeah. So when's the next thing with the porn stars in here?
It'll happen when it happens. Let's got to get the new co-host in and set up first, and then we'll...
He was here for the last debacle.
Yeah, he walked in on that nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you could have seen that, it was...
I think I should bring up the song that you guys did together.
The song? Well, you could do that. Yeah, you put that on the show.
Yeah, I'll bring it up.
We should probably get going here anyway. But thank you for having us on the show.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
Did you learn some Serbian?
Yeah. We did.
Yeah,
nice. Very nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm from X, and we're talking to real smokers about quitting. Tell me when you smoke and why you smoke.
First thing I do in the morning is get some coffee and have a cigarette.
If I have a cup of coffee, I gotta have a cigarette.
As soon as I wake up.
Okay.
With coffee, after I eat, and in between snacks.
Okay.
When I'm bored.
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Have you tried to quit?
I quit for 3 months, went out one night, bought a pack of cigarettes, and that was the end.
I've actually tried to quit cold turkey, and that's really hard.
You ever hear about stories like, and then he threw the pack out the window, and he never smoked again?
Now, I've actually heard a guy throw a pack out the window, but he went to go buy another pack.
What would you do different?
Actually having a plan and thinking it through.
It's like you have to relearn yourself not to smoke. Especially at times when you really know this is the time I have the cigarette, like in the morning after coffee.
You have to relearn how to live your life without a cigarette in your hand.
With the right plan, you can quit smoking. Free at becomeanx.org. X, a new way to think about quitting. Brought to you by X and the Ad Council.
Mr. Crazy J.
I thought you were crazy.
This is the Crazy Man.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy J, and I got another clip here as we say farewell to Mad Mike today. Mad Mike, myself, Sharon Paquette getting together to do some MySpace karaoke.
Check out her MySpace, her website, her rack. It's unbelievable.
Thought I'd throw that one in.
Zing.
She's not really paying attention. Hey, dude.
And they're natural, I have to tell you.
Oh.
Hey, nice. Organic tip.
Organic.
I'm all about the organic.
Awesome. So we're going to do some MySpace karaoke. We're going to rock out.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun with some pussycat dolls.
You just like saying the word pussy.
That's why
you picked this song.
I don't need a reason to.
Must be.
I don't need this song to say it.
This is going to be the best version of the song you have ever heard in your life.
Oh, before. it's going platinum. You have no idea.
It's going tin, okay?
Paper.
All right, here we go. Testies.
I know you like me.
Are you paying attention?
I know you do.
Woo!
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you.
I can never sing with this guy.
And I know you wanted it. It's easy to see. And in the back of your mind, I know you should be over with me. Huh. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? And don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't ya? Don't ya?
That's pretty hot.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a rock like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't ya?
I said,
don't ya?
I said, don't ya?
I can't stop myself.
There we go.
Fight the feeling. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Cause if it ain't love, it just ain't enough. So babe, I have been home. Let's keep it friendly.
Let's keep it friendly.
You have to play fair.
You have to play fair.
See, I don't care, but I know she ain't gonna wanna share.
Yes, bitch.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't ya? Oh yeah.
Don't ya?
Hey.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't ya? Don't ya?
Crazy Bridge.
I know I'm on your mind. I know we'd have a good time.
Uh-huh.
Friend, I'm fun and I'm fine.
Oh,
oh my God. I'm nine. Well, this is a messed up part of the song. I don't even know why they keep singing.
I know.
Nobody even knows this part of the song.
I've never even heard it before.
Whatever.
I'm your mind.
I think they cut it out for a reason.
Yeah. I'm your friend. I'm fun and I'm fine.
She's fine. He ain't lying.
Look at you.
Jay, look at me. You ain't blind.
I did see a one-eyed dog yesterday, though.
She knows she loves you.
Yes.
I understand. I'd probably
be just as crazy about you if you were my own man. Maybe next lifetime. Possibly.
Till
then, old friend, your
secret is safe
with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Don't you wish your
girlfriend
was a freak like me? Yeah!
Don't ya?
Woo!
Don't ya?
Don't ya?
All right, sing! Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Don't ya?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ya? What time is it, Jay?
You know what the amazing part is?
But a genital.
50,000 people download this song to listen to us do karaoke.
So your ears are ringing? I was thinking about you.
Really? What are you wearing right now?
What am I wearing? I'm wearing black G-string underwear with a little fringe in the back.
That's exactly what you should be wearing. I got you that for your birthday.
My little black bra.
I was upset, Tim, to find out you missed a race.
Oh,
What's that? Yeah, I did.
What's going on? Was there a problem with the car?
No, no, I was just with the
Did you damage the hood and the logo got messed up? Is that what the problem is?
Oh, no, no. I just had to run out there to Alton, Illinois, to see my uncle. He's sick right now, and we all had a reunion out there, so we could all get together and see him one last time. So, you know, it is what it is.
Where'd you go? Let's call him back. Find out what's going on. That was Tim, the race car driver, for those of you wondering who that was. He sounds like such a redneck, and he didn't grow up in a redneck area. He grew up in Anaheim, California. And he's listening to music like this when you call his
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Chug-a-lug.
Roger Miller, he's listening to.
Thank you,
Let's try this again.
Grape wine in a mason jar. Homemade and brought to school by a friend of my staff.
You reached Tim, I can't.
Oh, now he's not answering? What is that about? We'll get Tim on the line and talk to him a little bit later. All right, kids.
I saw her sitting in a bar room in that smoky atmosphere. She smiled back at me as I drank down one last beer. And she pulled me on the dance floor and we danced a song or two. It was then I realized that I bit off more than I could chew. I think I'm dancing with a man. She's got calluses on her hand. She's got a voice deeper than mine. She gets a stiffy when we grind. I think I'm dancing with a man. We sit down and talked a while. Then we listen to the band. Oh, and a friend of mine walked by, and he asked her if she danced, and he gently took her hand, and he twirled around and round. It looked like he was having fun, until her skirt fell to the ground. I think he's dancing with a man. The boys at the lodge won't understand. With her hand on his behind, they two-step till that passion, and think he's dancing with a man. Oh, shit! I think we're dancing with a man. It'll be known throughout the land. Two boys from Texas dance a jig with a dude who wore a wig. We've been dancing with a man. She crushed a bear cat on her head. Good Lord, her forehead's red. We've been dancing with a big man.
Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home.
me first in the Gimme Gimmies here on the Rock and Comedy Show with Desperado. I'm Crazy Jay. We say farewell to Mad Mike today as my co-host, and we get ready to introduce to you next week my new co-host, Paul Sparazza. Now, Mike and I have done some amazing things on this show, and that kid is funny as hell. And I do wish him the best of luck in whatever it is that he chooses to do. But throughout the show, we've been playing some clips. This next clip doesn't really feature Mad Mike as much as it features our guest who's here today, Martin Andrew, and our new co-host, Paul Sparazza. And, well, I think the clip actually sets up what's about to happen, but the guest was Paul Sparazza, Martin Andrew, and Ava Devine, the adult film star. Check this out.
For Paul, yeah, I got a challenge, challenge for Paul. Accepted.
All right. I got a challenge for Paul here. This is what I want. Are you leaving? Damn, there goes the
all
challenge.
Right.
What's the challenge? It might stick around.
I was going to get these girls here to start making out, and he's got to sing exactly what they do. Well, could he do that and make a song out of that?
That sounds like really
good. Do it and stay focused and do that.
Stay focused.
I'm just like a 2-3 minute song or something. I mean, this could be a big hit.
About 20-30 minutes. Can we do it?
I say 2-3. I mean 20-30.
Oh yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. And by the same token, if he goes up and sings something, then you have to react to it. To see how good you are at listening while you're involved.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
You ladies up?
Lady,
you up for the challenge? Martin, good idea. That's why you're here.
That's right.
That's a good idea. Okay, I'm gonna start it out. I'm gonna start out my groove. I'm gonna start out my.
All right, you guys have to back out.
I'm gonna get my dick back.
Are you gonna call it out?
Yeah, I'll call it out.
Are you gonna sing
what
we're doing?
I'll do both.
Oh, trust me, because when you hear me say, "Oh, do this,"
Baby,
like, oh, girl.
I don't know how much of the camera we can leave on, but we'll find out.
All right, great.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we're here on the 44th floor with some very fine porn chicks.
Okay. All right, and the scene starts like this. Thank you.
Let me see what you got, girl. Let me see what you got.
He wants to see your wet pussy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. Oh, my God. It's a mess.
Put your finger in that pussy.
That feels so good. That's right. That's the one. I need to feel your hot breath. I need to feel your hot breath all over my body.
Go down on that pussy.
So, grandma, how's it feel? I want you to moan, girl. I want to hear you scream those sweet nothings in my ear. I want you to feel it. I want you to feel it course through your veins, all the way through your body. You feel her touch. You feel her all over that hot, slow sensation. Moves you down your body, making you want to blow up into that ocean, that warm ocean of just extravagant madness. Oh, yeah.
You gonna touch that pussy?
Just that pussy.
Get your tongue in that pussy. Get your tongue out in that pussy.
Wow, girl! Wow! Lord of mercy! Lord of mercy, that feels good. Oh, yeah. That's right.
I bet she's gonna eat that pussy.
You know, it feels so nice. I just wanna get out of these clothes. Make you mine, make you mine, all mine. Girl, let those things all out. Let it hang all out. Oh, yeah. Oh. Taste me.
Gonna finger fuck that pussy.
Oh. That's a right, girl. The sharper the better. The sharper the better. That's right. It's just like a long sharp sword. You want it in and out. You want it in and out. Up and down, round and round. Oh. You make it feel good. Taste that milky white skin. Oh, taste that milky white skin.
With your finger in the pussy.
Oh, it tastes so good, girl. Oh, let me taste you so good, girl. You ain't never had nothing like this. You ain't never had nothing like this. We'll make this shit hot. We'll set new records. We'll make that history like something that you've never seen before. Take it back around, up and down. Oh, yeah. We love that. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, baby.
Very nice. Hey, I don't appreciate when you hang up on me because you damaged the hood.
I was trying to call you back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I think we got disconnected or something. I lost you, and I was still talking.
First Mad Mike walks out on me and doesn't do the show anymore, and then you miss a race.
I apologize for that, but I just had some.
You apologize for what? Mike walking out on me, or you skipping a race?
Me missing the race.
Okay, nice.
I don't know about Mike walking out on you. Hell with him.
Yeah! So you didn't do the race. So where do you stand in points? Did it affect you?
You know what? Actually, I think it really doesn't do as much harm for the fact that the guy who was in first finished in eighth this last race.
Okay.
So point wise, he lost a lot. Yeah, he still gained a little bit on me, but. We're still in contention.
I don't care about the other guy. I care about you.
Yes.
Where are you in points? Where are you in points?
We should still be second in points.
Okay. That's good, I guess. So why not why not, when you won that first race, just not do any more races and then you can stay in first place?
It doesn't work like that.
Oh, well, I think it should.
Yeah, at least that way you're always a winner, right?
Right, right. So you're still second in points, and you have, what, four races left?
You know what? I believe there's five races left, because what they did is they added a race to our schedule, which was the last race that we did.
And that's why you missed it.
No, that's not why I missed it. We were going to go to this race, but then I got the call that my uncle was really sick, so then everybody flew out to Illinois, but I drove. But I don't think I'll ever do that again. That's a hell of a long fucking drive.
Tim, say hello to Phil. He's filling in as my co-host.
Hello, Tim.
Phil?
Yeah, until next week when the new co-host comes in.
What's up, Phil?
Not too much. How are you doing, buddy?
All right. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Phil wants to wrap your entire car next season.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
He's gonna be it's gonna be like a centerfold layout of you all over the car. With like a rose in your mouth.
Hey, well, you know what? I'll do anything for money.
That's what frightens me. But I think it's gonna be a good time. The next race is when?
The next race is gonna be on August the 14th.
And that's a Saturday?
That's a Saturday at Parasota Speedway.
Well, maybe we can get some people to come out there. Has it been hot out there?
You know what? I wore pants today, so it's not that hot.
Yeah, but you're not where the race takes place.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the weather out there. It could be more than 90 degrees out there.
Oh, well, that's easy for us. It's been 120 here.
Exactly, dude. You'd be coming down here and getting into some nice weather. but you know what? You know what's funny is we didn't make this last race, but the announcer still announced that I was racing.
Nice.
And you still even went through the sponsors, so you still got your name out there, even though I didn't even show up.
I like that. I like that. Have you seen the new logo, sir?
Yeah, I like that.
The newest one. Since Mad Mike has walked out on the show.
Yeah, that's the one with just you, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I did see that. I like that. I think that was a good one.
Yeah, well, it's going to look really good on that car next season.
Yeah, it will. And we'll keep running the whatever colors that you guys decide on. We can always run with the same colors on the car to match, too.
Well, I think the way it looks is the way it's going to be.
Well, black and white. I like black and white. It's easy.
It's also got some blue in it, Tim. Thanks for looking at it.
Dude, I'm colorblind. Did you know I'm colorblind? Is it a navy blue?
It doesn't surprise me. Can I ask why you sound like a redneck when you grew up in Anaheim?
Why do I sound like a redneck?
Yeah.
I am a redneck.
But you grew up in Anaheim. How is that possible? That's not redneck country.
I have no clue what happened to me, but people tell me that all the time.
Yeah, well,
maybe it's my free-range chickens in the backyard. I don't know.
Maybe it's the answer tone that we have to listen to when we call you.
The what?
The answer.
The answering machine?
Yeah.
You like that?
Well, kind of not. It doesn't fit you at all.
I know, because I don't even hardly drink, huh?
Yeah, right.
Dude, you know what? I had three beers in the other night with my buddy, and I was wasted. He was just rolling at me, dude.
That's nice. So your
I save a lot of money.
So your next race is August 14th?
August 14th, yeah.
Same place as always?
Same place as last time, yeah.
Like the racetrack?
Yeah. Out in, where is it? Stockton?
Hasn't he seen a picture of the car?
Sorry?
Hasn't Phil seen a picture of the car?
Yes.
Yes, he has.
Okay, I'm just checking.
That's why he wants to wrap it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, we'll let him run.
I don't know what's going on with the phone. But August 14th, we'll post it so people know when to come out to the race.
Cool, cool. Hope to see you there, man.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, nice speaking
with you,
Tim.
Bye.
When you Las Vegas' finest comic singing impressionist. With over 75 superstar voices in every fast-paced, high-energy show, there's something fun for everyone. Las Vegas Magazine says this multi-award-winning show is not only hilarious, it's astounding. Something fun for everyone. You won't believe your ears.
Hey guys, make sure you check out Larry G. Jones at the Harmon Theater inside Planet Hollywood. That's where he's at now. It's a great show. For more information, showtimes, ticket prices, and all that, LarryGJones.com.
He's not the average common two. He's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son. He's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay. He's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy Eight. Crazy Eight.
Oh, yeah, it's Crazy Eight time, ladies and gentlemen. Just due to timing issues, the show is running a little long. We're not going to get to the news, but next week it's going to be fun when we do the news with Rachel Palmer. Yeah! But right now on the Rock and Comedy Show, it's the Crazy Eight, and we're going to count down the top eight songs that still stand out to me the most from the times I grew up listening to the Dr. Demento Show. Here's number eight.
You're strutting casually down the street when a man comes up to you looking beat with telltale traces of hippie on his chin. You say howdy and he says hi, got anything that'll make me fly? And if you do, I surely wish you'd let me in on what you're dealing, brother. In your mind you start to ponder what to turn this fella on to, and then you get a look into his eyes. You find his beard is only makeup and his line is purely fake up. Then and only then you realize that he's your friend, the neighborhood narco agent friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local FBI. Your friend, the neighborhood narco daddy, all American thinking Fetty, there to trip you up while you are high. You're sitting in the coffee house gloom when the waiter comes up to you with a broom and he asks to sweep the floor around your chair. When you ask him why, he says, routine, we like to keep our coffee clean, and he proceeds to tidy up with care. You light yourself a cigarette, find out soon as you got it lit that 40 newfound friends are by your side. And someone hands you a note that's pencil telling you your flight's been canceled just the same, you're going for a ride. With your friend, the neighborhood narco agent friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local FBI. your friendly neighborhood Narco Daddy. All-American thinking Betty, there to trip you up while you are high. Now you duck into an alleyway thinking, hey, maybe I can cop a J and get back before the boss finds out I'm gone. Remembering the golden rule, you look both ways, make sure it's cool, and when there ain't a soul for miles around, you clutch your baggie full of weed and careful not to spill a seed, you roll a joint as big as Baltimore. And as you take that first big drag in a helicopter, drops a paddy wagon, and guess who's standing smiling by the door? It's your friend, the neighborhood narco agent, friend, the neighborhood narco man, courtesy of your local CIA. Your friendly neighborhood college dropout, undercover cop or cop out, keeping law and order bright and gay. Yes, you find out that the freak you trusted is the fink that got you busted.
And 20 years is a long time to stay on the ground. Oh, yeah, just belting out some tunes, ladies and gentlemen. Coming in at number 8, that's Jeff Jason and the Friendly Neighborhood Narco Agent.
Crazy J can't count to number 10. He gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but sonic heaven. On the crazy 8 countdown, this is number 7.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Number 7 was one of those songs when I would listen to the Dr. Demento show, and I'd just laugh, you know, and when my mom would come in the room, I'd have to lower the radio because I knew she'd find the song offensive. But you know what? It should be an anthem somewhere, a national anthem. Sing along if you know it.
Sit on my face. And let me that you love me. I'll sit on your face and tell you I love you too. I love to hear you oralize. When I'm between your thighs, you blow me away. Sit on my face and let my lips embrace you. I'll sit on your face and tell you truly. Life can be fine if we're both 69. If we sit and face along the bed of the night, till we're sold.
Yeah, there it is. Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. Some would say, well, I'm sitting on your face. It's too hard for you to tell me that you love me. I don't know. I don't. Sometimes I just make this shit up as I go. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. We're counting down the top 8 songs. Number 7 was Sit on My Face. Number 8 was Friendly Neighborhood Narco Agent.
Crazy J gets the sonic kicks. Here we go now to number 6. Here we go, let's go. Give him number 6.
He's free as a breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze. In his DVD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He orders chess, guitar chord, COD, makes A and E and he's working on B. Digs C and W and R and B and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity.
Oh,
loves her just the same, cause she kindles the flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. Sang boogie woogie and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey. Woo! On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight, and their voices unite in the pale moonlight, and it sounds all right. Yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight. Let's hear it. Right now.
Oh, yeah, Guitar Zan, ladies and gentlemen, coming in on the countdown at number 6. You know that's a good song. It's classic. It's Ray Stevens, Guitar Zan. Number 7 was Cinema Face by Monty Python. Number 8 was The Friendly Neighborhood Narco Agent by Jeff Jason. It's the Crazy 8 Countdown. Counting down the top 8 songs that still stand out to me when I was growing up. What were some of the first initial songs I remember Dr. Demento really, really playing hardcore? And these are some of those. And we move on down to number 5. It's A Beautiful Story, told by Shel Silverstein.
Now in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lived a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and her story was widely told that she could smoke them faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the Calistoga Kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began. Now he took a cultured toke and said, "Jim, I can roll 'em faster than any chick can smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. "Well, bring him on," says Pearl. "I'll grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops." Says Calistoga, "I'll smoke that chick till she blows up and pops." So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all who walk or crawl, tickets just 2 lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the shashniks from Bagun, who smoke the deadly pugaru, and those who call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise, lace, and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal to the ones who've done some time to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads, all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled up high with grass, as high as a mountain peak,
just tops and buds of the rarest flowers. Not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean a Maui, Wowie, a Panama Red, Acapulco Gold, teeth from East Afghanistan, and that rare Alaska Cold. And there's sticks from Thailand, games from the island, and Bangkok's blooming best, and some of that wet imported shit that capsized off Key West. There's Oaxacan tops, and Kenya Bang, and Riviera floors, and that rare Manhattan silver that grows down the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade, and sweet grapes by the bunches, and there's Hershey bars, and Oreos, in case anybody gets the munches. And the Calistoga kitty smiles, and Pearly, she just grins, and the drums roll low, and the crowd yells, go, go, go! And the world's first smoke-off begins. Well, the kid, he flicks his fingers once. Zap, that first joint rolled. Pearl takes one toke with her famous lungs and whoosh, that roach is cold. Then the kid, he rolls his super bomb that would paralyze a moose. And Pearl takes one mighty hit and that bomb's defused. And then he rolls three in just 10 seconds and she smokes him up in 9. And everybody sits back and says, hey, this just might take some time. See the blur of flying fingers. See the red coal burning bright. As the night turns into morning, and the morning fades to night, and the autumn turns to summer, and a whole damn year is gone, and the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling. With trembling hands, he rolls his J's. With fingers blue and stiff, she coughs and stares with bloodshot gaze and puffs through blistered lips. And as she reaches out her hand for another stick of gold, the kid, he gasps, damn it, bitch, there's nothing left to roll. Nothing left to roll, screams Pearl. Is this some twisted joke? I didn't come here to f*** around. Man, I come here to smoke. And she reaches across the table and grabs his bony sleeves and crumbles his body between her hands like dried and brittle leaves, flicking out his teeth and bones like useless stems and seeds. And then she rolls him in a zigzag and lights him like a roach. And the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff of smoke. In the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lives a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably know her well. She's been stoned 21 of her 24 years, and her story is still widely told, how she still can smoke 'em faster than any dude can roll. While off in New York City, on a street that has no name, there's the hands of the Calistoga Kid in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath his fingers, there's a little golden scroll that says, beware of being the roller when there's nothing left to roll.
Great recording. Joe Silverstein coming in at number 5 on our countdown with the smoke off. Number 6 was Guitars and 7, Sit on My Face. Number 8 was The Friendly Neighborhood Narco Agent by Jeff Jason. Let's continue the countdown, shall we?
Sliding around all over the place. We're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number 4. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number 4.
Yeah, number 4, ladies and gentlemen. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't know. Sometimes the pills wear off at the wrong times. And sometimes they kick in at the wrong times. So number four on our countdown is a classic recording. I haven't heard this one in a long time, but it has never been forgotten in my mind. It's stored up there somewhere in the archives. His name is Tim Cavanaugh. The song, I Want to Kiss Her Butt. She won't let me.
I was riding on a train to Austin, Texas, when a very lovely lady sat next to me. When she got up to eat, she asked if I would hold her sight. I was more than happy to, and now there's more I'd like to do. I wanna kiss her butt, she won't let me. I wanna whisper sweet nothings in her ear. I wanna hold her behind closed doors and more. I wanna kiss her butt, she won't let me. When she returned, she said she was an actress. She showed me an album of pictures of her opening, which she'd been sitting on. She seemed as sweet as she could be, but I could clearly see she was the kind of girl who stole men's hearts and wrecked them. I wanna kiss her butt, she won't let me. I wanna whisper sweet nothings in her ear. I wanna hold her behind closed doors and more. I wanna kiss her butt, she won't let me. Well, I'll never forget that train ride down to Austin. We shared a seat and we shared our tales. But as my heart tried to leave her behind, regrets are all I find. 'Cause I'd hoped I'd get that girl in the end. I wanna kiss her butt, she won't let me. I wanna whisper sweet nothings in her ear. I wanna hold her behind closed doors and more. I wanna kiss her butt, I wanna kiss her butt, her butt, she won't let me.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the countdown. We're counting them down. Number four was I Want to Kiss Her Butt by Tim Cavanaugh. That's right, Tim Cavanaugh. And that's a great song. I want to kiss her butt, she won't let me. He doesn't say he wants to kiss her butt. He's just saying I want to kiss her, but she won't let me. Number four on our countdown, Tim Cavanaugh. Number five was The Smoke Up by Shel Silverstein. Are you buying that? Number six was Guitar Zan by Ray Stevens. Number seven was Sit on My Face by Monty Python. And number eight was Friendly Neighborhood Narco Agent by Jeff Jason.
Every night and day, I search the radio. All I can get is the Crazy J Show. There's nothing else out on the airwaves. Come on, Jay, give us all of our raves. Number three, I said, me gotta go. Yeah, 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 I said, it's number three. Whoa, said, me gotta go.
three.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads, in the evening, floating in the soup.
You can't say you weren't. Everybody knows the word. They get stuck in your head and goes over and over and over. And you're like, I just don't want to sing this song anymore. And then you wake up one morning and you haven't heard it in a long time. And then all of a sudden it's fish heads, roly poly fish heads. I don't know what's going on, people. Somebody needs to help me. Anyway, what's going on? Oh, we're doing the countdown. And we must continue.
Come on, Jay, don't be blue. They want insanity, not the blues. Give a number two. Come on now with number two. You know just what to do. Give them now your number two.
Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppy's days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies, dead, 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 dead puppies, dead
everybody out there, sing along, okay? Yeah, puppies.
Ogden Etzel with one of the greatest songs ever written, Dead Puppies. You know, a lot of people have said to me, Jay, you've done this show for years, and you don't really get paid. Why would you do it so long? And I have to say, the memories I have and the friendships I have made with the show, you could never put a price tag on. I mean, I have established great friendships with Rusty Warren and Weird Al and the interviews I've done, the people I've met. I mean, I interviewed, for crying out loud, Stan Freberg, Tom Lehrer, Shelley Berman. I mean, it's just, you know, they're out there. It's just, it's been an amazing time to do this show for as long as I have and the people that I have got to meet. And growing up listening to Dr. Demento, I never thought I would, you know, get to meet some of these people and become friends with them. I never thought years ago that I would be in the studio with the guy that sang Dead Puppies, Bill Frenzer. I did not ever think that I would sit down and do a show with him.
The most requested song of the day has got to be Dead Puppies.
Whoa, did you hear that, sexy guy? Listen to that. Wow. Wow. That was me? Let's check that out again.
The most requested song of the day has
wow.
got to be Dead Puppies.
I didn't ask for it.
Wow.
Dead Puppies, yes.
So, We're going to sing it live. Here.
That's crazy.
We're going to bring Tom and Bob.
I still sound a very zigzag. But I got the chance. We did the interview, and at the end of the show, I was like, can we sing Dead Puppies? And I got to sing Dead Puppies with the man. I mean, it was awesome. Check this out.
Dead Puppies.
They don't come.
When you call.
Here they come now.
Squirrels and all, dead puppies
aren't much fun. My puppy died last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
I never, ever thought I would do that. So over the years that I have done this show, I have done some unbelievable things, met some unbelievable people, and it has created some unbelievable memories. And that's the one thing I hope Mad Mike takes with him, is the memories, the good times, the people that he met. And I wish him the best of luck in the future with whatever he does. He's a good guy. He's my best friend. And I just hope he can, you know, get things all figured out and get on track and be where he wants to be. This co-host chair, whenever I need a guest co-host, hopefully he'll be there. But, you know, the most important thing right now is that he takes the memories of the show with him. And we're going to move on to song number one.
Jay, let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay, don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Woo, number 1. Give us number 1.
Number 1, You figured it out. I'm sure you might have heard a little clip earlier in the countdown, accidentally. But if you're a fan of the show and you know anything about me, and you read the bio on the MySpace page and the bio on the website, then you know the number one song is the song that made me become Crazy Jay. I was a huge fan of the Dr. Demento show. I've told this story 100 times. He played a particular song, and it made me laugh so hard that I requested the song week after week after week until I wore him down. And the man finally played it again and said, "This one's going out to Crazy Jay of Anaheim." I got to dig out in the archives because I know I have this. I have the show recorded. But he said, "This is going out to Crazy Jay of Anaheim. It would have to be crazy to request this song as many times as he did." And it's this one. Sing it if you know it.
She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and didn't even stay. Oh, why? Tell me why? Does she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away.
Thought I was alone. She came out of nowhere. I asked if I could show her the coconut I'd grown. High up in the tree, blowing on my big flute. She was staring at my fruit, asking when that didn't leave.
She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and didn't even stay. Oh, why? Tell me why? Does she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away.
Heavy big and round, I had them since I was a baby. To the horrible lady,
knocked them all around.
Maybe she had plans to drink the milk inside them.
It was impossible to hide them
from a deadly hand.
She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and didn't even say, oh why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away.
She attacked them, tried to crack them, really whacked them into a coconut to play. And then she ran away. It is such a shame, I never got to utilize them. Ever since she brutalized them, they've never been the same. I'm a broken man. Nothing in my coconut bag. She bruised my banana, it is turning black.
You're getting gushy in my hand. She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and didn't even say, oh why? Tell me why? Does she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and didn't even say, oh why? Tell me why? Does she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away.
And then she ran away.
Yeah! Yeah, still love it. She Grabbed My Coconuts by Barry and the Bookbinders. And, I mean, that goes down to the same thing. I never thought I would ever get Barry and the Bookbinders as a guest on the show. And they did. They performed and still talk to Barry. He's a great guy. And it's just one of those things. You can take objects away, but you can't take the memories. So, yeah, you couldn't put a price tag on half the people I've met and the journeys I've had. And I wouldn't trade it in for nothing. I wouldn't do anything different that I've done with this show. And, you know, now there's a lot more new people getting involved in making the show a bigger success. I think Paul is going to be a tremendous addition to the show and doing stuff different. I mean, even with like Rachel Palmer coming in to do the news and Angela and all the stuff that we're going to do as a team is going to be amazing. And everybody that is sticking with us, I want to thank you. And for my good friend Mike, it has been one hell of a good time. We've been on some incredible roads. But right now, I would like to leave you with this one, and I send it out to Mike.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this past and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.